It's Heidi and Frank.
Nonstop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
It's Friday, July 23rd.
Thank God.
Welcome to the Heidi and Frank Show, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. Yes, thank God you've had a hard week, Heidi.
Oh, it's exhausting. I went out one night.
I know, on a Wednesday.
I'm still recovering.
Yes, it's Friday.
No, this week really flew by, I think.
Really,
you know, sometimes
did.
It drags and you're just like, oh.
It's because you went out on Wednesday.
Maybe that's gonna break
like,
up the
it
week.
Felt like a weekend, like a Friday for you. So now it's like, oh my God, it's already Friday. I just had a Friday.
Yeah, that's the key.
It is the key.
Wednesday night, go out.
There we go.
Guys,
all right.
What are we doing next week?
We're tapping more tussies, what we're doing. Hell yeah. Mm. Or we could sit home and watch the Olympics, because I guess that's happening. The Olympics are officially on. The opening ceremony of the 2020 Tokyo Olympics will be held today, 1 year after a pandemic-induced delay forced the suspension of the Summer Games. Now, the city is 13 hours ahead of the Eastern time zone, so you can stream the live ceremony beginning at 7 a.m. Eastern time. We missed it.
We missed that was math of 4 o'clock.
We missed it. Oh. Damn it.
Was it good?
I don't know. Games run through August 8th. I know there was like nobody in the stands. So I don't know how the opening ceremony is. But like, don't they like walk around the track and they're usually waving?
Yeah,
and,
you feel, you know, silly.
All the, it's like nobody there. Like, okay, now what do we do? Just the sound of shuffling feet. Sounds like Eric in his Crocs walking to the bathroom.
He bought them a half size too big, so they're low floppy Crocs.
I feel like an Olympian, you guys.
Yeah,
and what sport would he be in?
Oh. Yesterday.
What discipline?
Oh, no, don't call.
Okay.
Because then we got other stuff to get to.
I got you.
That'll just be all day.
I understand.
Of what sport is Eric going to get the gold in?
Probably like shot gay. Oh, I mean, but. Oh.
Power bottom.
Actually, you've convinced me. 818-955-2955. What sport is Eric going to compete in at the Olympics?
Downhill swallow.
Synchronized swallowing. Oh, this is fun.
Okay.
And the 6 o'clockers will love this game.
Yeah.
They're a special group. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They don't get offended easily.
We can't do this at 8:30.
And they love to offend. But yeah, yesterday we were shooting that video for Toyota. Me and Eric were walking back because it's just, you know, it was Heidi and Johnny finishing the shoot.
Oh my God, I was on set yesterday for like 15 minutes. It was like a long
day. She was like, where's my trailer?
Yeah, no trailer. Johnny's a hell of a director.
No craft services.
Nothing, but I probably don't need that.
But yeah, we're walking through the parking garage. Nobody's like, third floor is totally abandoned, and Eric's in his big ass Crocs. It's like, dude, quiet on the set.
Yeah, we had to hold for sound.
And hold not only like, sound.
I thought you were an actor. I thought you were used to this kind of stuff. You've been here before.
I'm constantly getting new ones, so they're always squeaking as well.
Till they break in.
So as far as the athletes, 150 athletes from California.
Nice.
So we lead.
All right.
Representing 18% of Team USA.
Excellent.
Florida comes in second to California with 64 athletes, followed by New York and Colorado, each with 41. USC says 66 of its past, current, and future students are among those competing in Tokyo, but they are on Team Japan.
Oh.
I'm kidding. I don't know.
They might be.
Let's see. Of the athletes, what are the California athletes competing in? 24 water polo players. Makes sense. 21 members of the track and field teams, 13 cyclists, 10 swimmers, and 10 softball players.
With the water polo, like, how do you train horses to be in the water?
I don't know. I mean, can you imagine the size of the nose plug?
We're right. I just don't understand how you do that, how you train the horses to.
It's amazing, though, what they can do with horses these days.
I guess so.
Yeah, I mentioned almost no spectators will be allowed after Japan declared a state of emergency through August 22nd. Less than a quarter of the country's population is fully vaccinated. Figure, why are you lagging, Japan?
Right.
I mean, I can understand some of these other countries being like, okay, you know, we really couldn't afford stuff.
But, Japan's a pretty wealthy nation.
And I thought like, they had a very, very high elderly population.
Right.
I mean, they take care of their elderly and they live long over in Japan. So it's like, okay, maybe you figure if you got a high elderly population, get them vaccinated first, most susceptible.
Maybe they're the only ones who are vaccinated.
Really? Like, we're sick and tired of taking care of our elderly.
Right. Like, my mom is 127 years old. Yeah. I'm 90.
I'm sick of honoring her.
Yeah, I can't. Please.
Could something just take her? Please. Yeah, the proceedings faced an extra layer of dysfunction, this whole opening ceremony, because the ceremony's director was dismissed yesterday following reports he made light of the Holocaust during a 1998 comedy routine. A Japanese comedian making fun of the Holocaust?
Does nobody have some people in their life that goes,
That was 1998, though.
So long ago! We didn't know what we know now.
No,
what?
But I mean, as far as like people just going, oh, that was a comedy routine. Understanding the difference in comedy routine, satire, whatever it might be. And it's like, okay, that's... But now you're going back to 1998 to old jokes.
About the Holocaust. Try to find something funny.
818-955. Oh, hey, you're full of the ideas today, Heidi.
I know, I'm killing it.
Your Wednesday Fridays are really getting your juices flowing.
I really think so. I'm back, baby.
Yeah, let's not do that.
No, we're not going to. No.
The qualifiers for one of the most watched events in the U.S., women's gymnastics, begins tomorrow, so be sure and check that out. Another news here on the trend mill. We got data recorded by NASA's InSight probe. It's on Mars. Have allowed scientists to determine a rough mapping of the inside of Mars.
I just had a rough mapping of my insides as well.
What, you had a pap smear?
Yeah.
Oh, ultrasound. You did have an ultrasound.
Yeah, and an MRI.
And this is something that you probably have in common with Mars.
Let me hear it.
The measurements confirmed previous suggestions that the red planet's core is partially liquid.
Yeah.
But much bigger than previously believed. So
I thought I was vague compact.
No, much bigger than previous believed, yeah. So you and Mars have something in common.
Right. And we still don't know if anything will survive in there, on there.
Yeah, the stationary InSight probe, which arrived in 2018 to Mars, has been somewhat overshadowed by the arrival of Perseverance, the NASA's rover that came equipped with a helicopter.
Oh, it's always the new. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, I've been here.
Yeah.
You know what? I've been here since 2018. And now all of a sudden we're not even talking about me anymore. We're talking about, oh, the new guy's got a drone attack.
Yeah.
He's the baby.
That's something else we have in common. When Kevin Sluggo showed up.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, Kevin with his little helicopter beanie on.
Yeah, new baby, you know, but everybody's making a big deal of Kevin
it's
and
like,
Sluggo.
Oh my God.
We've been holding down this fort for 10 years.
Right. With our liquid core and oversized center.
Yeah.
Yeah, does the InSight team, I mean, is there a bitter rivalry at NASA? I mean, they have separate floors. Are they on the same floor? It's like...
I would imagine.
We basically found out what's going on inside the entire planet.
Yeah.
You had a helicopter fly for what? 15 seconds?
And you caught video of Mars, which looks like Castaic.
Relax.
Or Valencia. You know, you go out in the middle of the desert and you're like, it's just brown dirt. It's just
right.
Not that exciting.
How dare you? Maybe Valverde.
Are you on Acton? Antelope Valley? That's
there
all it
go.
Is.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Valverde.
Effing Valverde.
Yeah, but the being overshadowed. I mean, obviously, like, there's the first kid, then the second kid comes along, and the first kid hates the second kid. Like, you probably got an example here with Charlie and Ford. I mean, as far as Charlie being InSight and Ford being Perseverance.
Yes, Charlie is so jealous of all the love. And Ford is way better than her.
He's the boy.
He's like new and improved. No, she's great. I love her. She's my kid and everything. But he is made of magic. He's just made of magic.
Boys are.
It's not his gender.
And snakes and snails.
And puppy dog tails.
Puppy dog tails.
Yeah.
Man, maybe it's because he is new and everything he does. I'm like, oh, that's new. He's never done that before.
Right.
But he goes, love you so much, Daddy.
Oh,
that's
my
what he says
God.
To me. I go, love you, bud. Love you so much, Daddy.
Oh, man.
She never said love you so much, Daddy.
Nope, never.
Now she tries, and I'm like, shut up. No, you don't. What do you want?
You had your chance. But yeah, as far as like getting overshadowed, I'm sure people have stories. Is there a recalling time in your life where it's like, you know, you thought you deserved the thunder and all you got was the rain? Mm. Write that down, somebody. That's a song title right there.
That sounds like something Garth Brooks would write, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really feels like it's definitely a country song, mm-hmm. or full death metal. I'm not sure. Either one of those two. Well, see, it was the opposite for me because I have an older brother. He's 3 years older than me. So there's tons of pictures of him. I mean, albums, 3, 4, 5 albums filled with from day one off to, I don't know, junior high school. Military, all that.
Yeah.
I have half an album, and that's it. And it's only for the first, 2 years.
And what do you blame that on?
My mom was like, I wasn't much of a picture taker. And I go, 5 albums of Darren. When did you stop being a picture taker? September 1973.
I think it's when the camera broke.
Maybe the camera broke. Still taking the hits. I wish I was on par.
Still taking the hits. Wish you were in your car imagining things I would say.
Oh,
that was great. God, I love that video.
Go watch our Toyota video on Insta.
At Heidi and Frank Show on Instagram. Mm-hmm. How many times you listen to that on the way home?
27.
27 times?
Yeah. I've cut it. I've got the audio. I can pull up at any time.
You sit there, look at the mirror at yourself, and just listen to the affirmations from me.
Listen. I'm like Stuart Smalley.
That's awesome. Love it. Yeah. It's so funny because me and Eric in the elevator, he goes, do you think that hurts Heidi's feelings that I said, say things that you would never say to her? And I go, you really set me up for failure there, didn't you? Not just say, you know, say nice things about Heidi. Not things that you would never say about Heidi. That's how Eric gets you.
He's a mad you know? Master manipulator.
I'm like, wait a second.
Wait. Well, I'm going to go the other way with it and say that that is your true feeling.
It is. It is.
That is deep down your true
everything
feeling.
Everything I said, well, some of it. You know.
And he knows how to bring that out. All right.
Why'd you give me the buzz finger movement?
Yeah, I have a buzz foot pedal now. So
no I didn't realize. I was wondering what they were in there doing yesterday. The engineers were under there doing something. I had no idea. Oh. Man, I want one of those.
On the treadmill, the Biden administration announced new sanctions on Cuban officials yesterday, citing human rights abuses in the wake of widespread anti-government protests. Now, the sanctions were levied against Cuba's defense minister and members of its special forces unit. And I guess the sanctions function primarily as a means to publicly name and shame those accused of violations. So it's a big great job bill to the world. But really nothing else.
I don't think they care.
You can't go travel there anymore? Does it make your cigars worth something more?
Maybe.
Again? Maybe. I don't know.
But, you know, I've known people, men mostly, who are like, oh, yeah, you can go to Cuba. They look around, like cops around, like, you can go to Cuba.
Yeah.
And on $50 a week, you live like a king. You have anything you want. Anything you want.
I'm
like, that probably shouldn't be.
I
know it's great for the guy, but Brad, that probably shouldn't be.
Why not?
That you can go to a certain country and for $50 for an entire week, you can get anything you want.
Yeah, why shouldn't that be? That's awesome.
Frank, no, because there's a victim in there somewhere. Come on. Anything you want, anything, that's how they say it. Anything.
Yeah, there's a victim and there's a winner.
Just like life.
It is. It's yin and yang, Heidi. Everybody can't be yang.
I don't know if you should ever phrase anything that way. What? There's a victim and there's a winner.
Yeah, only when talking about Judge Judy's court.
There you go. That's it. That's the only time it's applicable.
And a winner.
Not like Cuban sex slaves. Probably.
I don't think they're Cuban sex slaves, not just their...
When a guy's going, anything you want. Anything. I'm not thinking he's getting great cigars and some really good rum.
No, but I'm thinking she's there doing more than sex. She's cooking. She's carrying your bag when you're golfing. I mean, she's doing a lot of other stuff for $5.
Again, victim.
It's not always about sex, Heidi.
Forgive me. It's about sex and golf, the Johnny Ice story. No sex and bad at golf, the Johnny Ice story. Sorry.
That's $2,600 a year.
Yeah, what's she bitching about?
We break it down.
That's where Johnny's dad met Johnny's mom in the back nine. There in Havana.
Jesus.
That's where you got her.
Havana Nights.
In other news here on the treadmill you need to know before you get to work. Oh, people coming in with some Eric Olympic game suggestions.
That's all right. We got a lot to learn.
818-955. This is about sports and entertainment and culture. So now that we're back on sports, let's go right back to the phones and see what Dwayne thinks Eric's going to participate in at the Olympic Games. Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, guys. How you doing? And Heidi, too. And Corey.
Yeah, good.
There. He's participating in the pentatonic.
The pentatonic. That's good, Dwayne.
It's good.
That is really good.
That's
I like
not
it.
Not bad. Oh, God, Heidi.
Oh, my God. Why do you always go flat?
And I look to her like I can rely on her.
Because she was born flat.
Okay, go get let's try it again.
Why don't you buy two sharps?
I want to learn, so teach me.
All right, Dwayne, that wasn't bad.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Okay, come on. Should I go lower instead of that? Maybe lower is my way to go.
Sure.
Go.
Okay, ready? Dwayne, that's not bad.
Damn it.
We'll work on it.
I really want to know. Maybe not right now.
Not right now. Maybe after the show we can. Really appreciate it.
We can get in my Toyota later, Frank, and you guys can teach me.
Yeah, we'll do the Harmony in the car. Harmony in the Toyota. Harmony in the Highlander.
Okay.
It'll be a whole other series.
That's our another show. I want you guys to get in the Toyota Highlander with me, and I really want you to teach me.
All of us. We're going
to
be like the Oak Ridge boys in there.
Oom-bop-a, oom-bop-a-mow-mow.
Yep.
Oom-bop-a.
Who's going to be bass? You can be bass. Seems like the bass guy really didn't have to work that hard, right?
Oh, that's the hardest.
Is it
that's
the hardest?
Backbone, Frank. You got to stay consistent all the time.
Yep.
Wow. Who are you, Froggy, for a little rascal? Yeah.
Two tickets, please.
Let's see. Chris has an Olympic sport for Eric. Hello, Chris.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Chris.
Basie.
So Eric qualified for three events. His first event was the low jump. His second event he qualified was the triple hop.
Oh, triple hop.
And his final event was the tiny pole vault.
The tiny pole vault.
Yeah, I would win.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, hands down.
How about some comedy tickets, Frank? Come on, brother.
Let me see. I got to save those for later because we got to get the fake out coming up, and that's a nice big
prize. How about Reno? Put me into the Reno box.
We already have a Reno winner. Sorry.
Oh, we already have a winner.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we had all the people who were qualified to win. We already picked the winner.
Oh, right. I didn't realize that.
You're going to announce that in New Music Friday, right?
Yeah, 9 o'clock hour.
9 o'clock hour. So, sorry, Chris. Call back later.
Bye.
Braulio. Hello, Braulio.
Yo, how's it going, muchachos?
We're
pretty
good.
So what event will Eric compete in at this summer games?
Eric would definitely be one of those ribbon dancers.
Oh, I could see that.
Oh, absolutely.
One more thing.
You would look leotarded.
Oh, my. I think you can't say the L word anymore.
Oh, you can't?
No.
Okay.
Hey, Eric.
Yes.
You know if Alberta used to be a Black Palm Springs back in the day?
No kidding.
Well, that whole area did. The entire Santa Clarita area was where black families would go to get out of Los Angeles and get some property. It's
black. Valverde was a secluded section. Santa Clarita was owned by William S. Hart.
Oh, right. That's why the school's named after
right.
him.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that's okay. your history
look
lesson.
At the more you know, man.
But Valverde is gross now. Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's just dirt.
It used to be, not anymore.
I've been back there.
When I grew up, you lived there when?
Now.
Thank you, Braulio.
Yeah, when?
I'm there now.
It's a great place to ride your bike, though, Frank, because it's just open and just nobody
dirty.
Out there. Yeah. Oh, you just hop on Valverde roads.
Feel like you're easy rider.
Flip them off as you go.
There you go.
Hmm.
Right. Former President Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen announced a co-authored book, Renegades, Born in the USA, to be released October 26th. I mean, when is Lethal Weapon 5 coming out?
Seriously.
I mean, they are the Murtaugh and Riggs of podcasting, aren't they?
There
Jesus
we go.
Christ. The Odd Couple. I never even knew they were friends. Now they're doing a podcast. We're co-authoring books together. Mm. I want to see them on a tandem bicycle, like in Venice.
And you know Donald Trump's going, born in the USA. Is that a good title? I don't think so.
Yeah, check your birth certificate. It wasn't born in the USA, I swear to God.
Just born in Kenya. Kenya.
Yet to be determined, born.
TBD.
New York State announces $100 million tax credit to support reopening of Broadway productions, Eric.
I mean, sure. But, I mean, with this Delta variant, who wants... They're just going to shut down again because they were the first ones to get scared.
That's right.
Broadway was the first to shut down.
Oh, can you imagine Broadway being the first ones to get scared?
Stop.
Oh, this coronavirus is bad.
Oh, my God, it's getting worse.
I tried.
It's getting worse.
I really want to learn.
Oh, it's getting worse.
I feel like I'm a good singer, though.
Eric, so here's the thing.
I can sing like people.
Yeah, you are a parrot. You can imitate.
And yes, I do want a cracker. Stop asking. Impersonate. Just give me
a, make it a Ritz. Put cheese on it.
Yeah.
But
I don't have my own voice.
Yes. Right. You're an impersonator of singers. So like you sing like Lady Gaga when she comes on. You sing like Jennifer Nettles when she comes on. You sing like Britney when she comes on.
But I don't have my own voice. But I want to learn how to harmonize. I really do want to know how to do that.
There's a guy I saw on TikTok where he'll here's the note, but you sing the what is it? The main, what is it called? When you're not singing.
The melody?
The melody. You sing the melody, and I'll sing the harmony. And so you stick to that. You sing the melody and let him sing the harmony.
Right, because I can't harmonize. So you.
But I think it might be tough for you to even stay on the melody if you heard him singing the harmony.
I know we've tried that. She changes
based
on what I do.
I'm a follower.
Yeah, because you're a mimic. You're like mimicking exactly what he's doing. You're staying with him, but you're not staying on what you're supposed to be doing. That's the thing about that. It's so hard for so many people. Some people think that they're harmonizing and they're just not singing well.
Right. Like, I'm not on your note. I know, but we're not really on any note.
I think Pat Benatar in an interview said that, like, back in the day when she was, like, singing really loud, she thought she was, like, misharmonizing, and she's like, he just finally said, stop it, you suck.
So you're comparing me to Pat Benatar? I'm fine with that.
Well, I do want to hit you with my best shot.
I got fire away!
I got a terrible habit from my mom, who taught me how to harmonize. She harmonizes with everything. So if you're listening in the car, she is harmonizing all the time. She never sings along.
What?
Ever.
What a, like, braggy bitch.
I do it.
But she can do that. You know, she's just showing that she can do it all the time.
But it's she can't sing along with the melody.
Oh,
so
really?
I learned how to do that. That's now I sing in the car that way, and my wife's like, you gotta stop. You gotta stop. Right. If there was harmony, if it was better with harmony, there would be harmony in this song. Stop. And I sit there every single time.
Yeah.
Like, let's see.
Yeah, I want to get an example of this.
Oh, this was my Hell song. That's why I pulled up. So I'll sit here in my car.
Well, you done me and you bet I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back.
And I'll do that
before the cool done run out. I'll be giving it my bestest, and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn.
See, I can't do that. I just have to sing what he's singing.
Right, yeah.
And my wife can't stand it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Especially when I don't care. I'm just like,
well, see, I just like, if you turn the song up loud enough, then I can sing and you can't really hear me. And then we can enjoy it.
Yes.
I'm yours.
Wow, that's really good. You're right. I can't hear you at all.
Yeah, it's really good. Think of what the show would sound like. Oh, Crab's got an Olympic event that Eric might be competing in, the Summer Games. Hey, Crab.
Good morning, guys. Hey, gonna I ask a request from Heidi also.
Okay.
But Eric would be good in the Clean and Jerk.
Oh.
And Heidi, can you do the scene from The Color Purple with Oprah? That is very good, and I love it, and I think Corey has not heard it.
I think you need to do it as Crap. Okay? Can you do the scene from The Color Purple as Crap?
All my life, I had to fight. I had to fight my daddy. I had to fight my uncle. I had to fight my brothers. Girl, a child ain't safe in the family of man. But I never thought I'd have to fight my own house. Heidi, you're hot.
See, that's awesome. That's awesome. Let's see. Oh,
I loved it.
Oh, it's fantastic. Oh, look, Heidi, it's our friend NASCAR Dean that we met on Wednesday at the Tussie
hey,
Drop.
Dean?
Hey, NASCAR Dean.
How are you guys, man?
We're good.
Hey, listen, Heidi, how's that basketball turn out for you?
Excellent. Had a blast, Dean.
Tossing the ball around the team.
No, the thing is, Frank's amazing. Look, Heidi's like, I turned and fired it at her, and she caught it easily and fired it right back. At least you shouldn't complain, man. You were amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, Heidi can't toss a football. It's pretty impressive.
I got some good mitts.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't harmonize, but I've got something.
Yeah, only she's got is a tight as a spiral.
Laces out!
Oh my God.
Thanks, Dean. That was fun. Your son is very handsome, a very nice kid.
Oh, thanks, man. He's out of Chatsworth, California. He's even started quarterback there as well. So, and Frank, you're a Calabasas guy, yeah?
Yep, Calabasas.
The Coyotes. Good luck, brother. All right, thanks,
guys.
Talk
about an annoying yell.
It was just such an amazing time. You guys are amazing, and thanks for inviting us.
Absolutely.
You know? Thank you. We'll let you know when the next one happens. Hopefully, you come out in the next Tap That Tussie Drop.
Bring your ball.
Yeah, bring
now
your,
it's tradition.
Bring your football. We got to toss it around in the parking lot. This is what we do now.
It's a real hang. Like a family reunion.
Yeah, it's like
you know?
A tailgater. Just out and throw the football around before the game starts. Sure. Speaking of the football, NFL teams may be forced to forfeit games next season if COVID-19 outbreaks cause delays that can't be rescheduled.
All right, so get too long in the season, too late in the season, then you're like, we have too much to make up.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, but the team that had to forfeit will be responsible for any financial losses due to the cancellation. So, any players on both teams don't get paid if the game was canceled because of it.
If you don't play, you don't get paid. All right.
But I guess the other team would have to pay the players that didn't get a play. Like, if your team's responsible, like if your team went out and got COVID somehow, and your team's responsible for the cancellation. You have to forfeit the game. The other team gets a W, no matter what's going on. And probably your team has to pay their players because they didn't get COVID and were isolated and doing the right stuff. So that might incentivize them to, and teams and owners to go, like incentivize our bosses to go, everybody's got to get a vaccination. You got to wear a mask in the hallways. We don't have, we're a business. We don't want to lose money. So now the NFL's saying, well, you're going to lose more money and possibly a playoff spot. If it comes down to one win, one loss.
Yeah, this only goes for unvaccinated players, so that if a player is vaccinated and does get COVID, then they may postpone the game. So that
There is an option to reschedule it. So it says, all this goes away if the game can be rescheduled, but it must be within the regular 18-week season. There's no extra time for makeup games. So
there are going to be some of those teams, though, that are really appreciating that W,
Jaguars. Yeah. No, I'm sure there'll be a couple teams. I mean, when the Broncos get a perfect season, and there'll be asterisks by it because they got a couple forfeits.
Mm-hmm. Got your COVID points.
Google's sister company DeepMind releases 3D structures of nearly every protein in the human body, as calculated by its Alpha Fold platform. Why protein folding is so important? I don't know. I'm more into fat folding.
I
do this, and look at that.
Push that in. Look, suck it in
every,
as much as you can.
Every fat in my body is folding right now. I don't know what the hell that even means. They map 3D map of every protein in the body. So
I guess to help us figure out how we can fix ourselves?
I guess in the most layman of terms, yes.
Like, we've mapped the proteins, so now we know certain medications can work for certain things.
Because, in the science and tech, albino possums created.
God, you thought opossums were weird looking.
Yeah, that's what we needed to make them more terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, using the CRISPR gene editing as the first demonstration of CRISPR in a marsupial removed a gene controlling fur and eye pigment from embryos. So they went in
there. You can cause the albinism?
That's what they're saying. This is the gene editing. This is the company, CRISPR. So it's like they went in there and says, you want an albino possum? Sweet.
I'm naming him Powder. You just know somebody would say that. Not me. I wouldn't say that. That was me as a character.
I guess somebody who had a pet possum. Don't know many of them.
But, you're always sad because you always think your animal's dead.
But I guess that's that ethical slippery slope when you can actually, if they can do that to a possum, no one cares when you do it to a possum. But it's like, this is like changing your hair color, eye color.
Or what if you want to have an albino baby?
In a human being. Who wants to have an albino baby unless you're a witch doctor? Because then they go top dollar.
Oh my God.
All right, on that note, let's get some traffic. Yeah. Is it Bill?
It's Will.
Oh.
Will Kohlschreiber.
That's him.
That's my buddy.
It's not Bill Coleslaw. That's what I thought it was at first. It's Will Kohlschreiber.
That was his college frat name. Well, not Bill Coleslaw.
Oh, Bill Coleslaw. What's up, Bill?
That's your traffic update. I'm Will Kohlschreiber, 95.5 KLOS.
If you celebrate your birthday today, you had a Friday birthday, so good for you.
Oh, yes.
Here on July 23rd. Also celebrate with the following famous people. You got Danielle Bradbury. He's turning 25, country singer. You know how it's embarrassing when they sway to the left, and I'm swaying to the right. Now I gotta like do that quick sway back to catch up.
Yeah, you gotta do a quick.
There's always that one swayer in every crowd that's going the wrong direction. Neil Perry from the band Perry, turning 31. If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe, is turning 32 years old.
Jesus. 32.
Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child, turning 42. Monica Lewinsky. How old do you think Monica is?
How many candles is she going to blow out today? I'm going to say she's 49.
A lot of wax and icing on that dress.
49?
48.
48.
Yeah, 48 years old. She's the same age as Nomar Garcia-Para.
No, ma.
How long does it take him before he blows out his candles? Is he over there like...
Let me adjust.
They're like, just blow out the candles,
oh my
Nomar.
God, you just
Wait a second.
Oh, my God, that drove me crazy.
Catherine Hahn, Agnes on WandaVision, and Carla in the Bad Mom movies. And I just saw her on the... I think it's a Amazon Prime series called I Love Dick with... Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, she's on that show.
Fantastic. Have you watched I Love Dick yet?
Not yet. Probably this weekend. She's an amazing actress.
Oh, you don't even know until you see this. You have no idea.
Oh, cool. I'm watching
this. Yeah, award-winning performance.
We'll start
she did whatever.
Excellent. Emmys.
She is incredible. Friend of the show, Marlon Wayans, turning 49 years old. Alison Krauss, turning 50.
Oh, sisters, let's go down. Let's go down. Come on down.
This is our lesbian anthem. I resisted singing along to that one.
No, instead of singing Happy Birthday to Monica, that's what they sing to her. Charisma Carpenter, friend of the show, turning 51.
Why do I know that name?
From Buffy and Angel.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Beautiful brunette. Stephanie Seymour, also a beautiful brunette, legendary Victoria's Secret Sports Illustrated model. She dated Axl Rose.
That's right. November Rain video, right?
She was the bride in November Rain video. Mm-hmm. That's back when they were dating. She's 53. She celebrated a birthday with Slash from Guns N' Roses. She's got a smile that it seems to me
reminds me of childhood. Memories. See, what I went low when he was... No?
Woody Harrelson's turning 60. From Depeche Mode, Martin Gore's turning 60 as well. Harmonize with that.
Try it again. Here we go. You're wrong, but
I know, Jesus. That'd be tough, wouldn't it?
But that was better.
No, that was almost melody. Almost.
Almost melody.
You almost sang along.
I tried again with this song from David Essex turning 74. Hey, dear, you rock and roll, rock on. And where do we go from here? Oh, wow. It's only getting worse.
Maybe I'm trying too hard.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe I just gotta feel it. There's a lot of pressure when everybody's looking at me.
All right. Eric, got one or two news for us?
Yeah, let's keep it simple here. Brought to you by 1-800-NO-CUFFS. Criminal defense here at 6:52 in the morning. Oh, the numbers keep going up, you guys.
Oh, numbers of what? Our stock market?
No.
Housing prices?
No. Oh, yeah.
Actually, yes, that's true. I'll tell you about that in a second.
But I'm talking COVID numbers here in L.A. County. 2,767, if you're keeping count. New COVID-19 cases up 80% from last week. It's the highest number since February. 13 more deaths. Case rates haven't been this high since February. Health officials blame the Delta variant.
Let me ask you a question, though, about that.
Yeah.
They say when you get the vaccine, it's going to, if you did get COVID, the symptoms and everything else would be less severe. Maybe you won't get hospitalized for it. You'll be able to kick it on your own, but you'd still get it, right? When you got it.
Yeah.
Right.
So if I just feel like I have a normal cold, say, and I've been vaccinated, I don't go in and I just kick it like myself, like they say that.
They
wouldn't
even know you had it.
I'd be a case if I would have gone in as a positive case.
Right.
But so are these people... unvaccinated people who are these cases? Are they vaccinated people?
The majority of the people are unvaccinated. Okay. I think Pfizer released the information today that the Pfizer vaccine is 88% effective against Delta variant in not getting it.
Okay, that's me. I'm Pfizer.
So it's 97% the Alpha variant, which is what started this whole thing.
Yeah.
And then 88% effective against Delta. But that's Pfizer. They're sitting there bragging. I got Moderna.
I told you I got the better one.
And by the way, really quick, if your local watering hole or restaurant is closing, it's happening more and more often here in L.A. County. Some L.A. County restaurants are closing voluntarily because of this Delta variant. Of the 27 current outbreaks of three or more cases in a non-residential place, 8 of them were from eateries or bars. So they're deciding, hey, you're not going to blame us for any outbreaks. We're just going to close our doors. Boo.
Yeah.
From the staff?
Yeah, exactly. Giving it to customers.
So the staff had it. That's how they know they had it.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have to test them and all that stuff. And wear their masks. But still, it transmitted to people that ate there.
Which I don't understand.
But they didn't know they had it.
Right.
But if they're wearing a mask. I'm saying
these numbers are just ridiculous.
I know.
It's just too vague.
The servers and wait staff, they're all wearing masks.
Yep. And that's your news.
Mm. Yep, that's the news. I did mention those housing prices. Yeah, U.S. median home sale prices reaches record $363,000, up 23% over last June. Wow, your median house price up 25% almost.
Sell.
Since last
June. I'm so mad at you guys. You guys made so much fun of me for buying a condo. So much fun of me that I ended up getting an actual quote-unquote house.
Uh-huh.
Same size, same square footage, but now I live in a house. Now my condo is worth so much more than my house.
It is.
Yes. Yep. You a-holes bullied me out of my condo and I could be rich. Absolutely true.
How much did you lose based off not keeping the condo?
Oh, just like 30 or 40 grand. I mean, prices skyrocketed.
Yep.
There's like a new school as well, and I didn't know that.
Oh, it's like zoned in a great
for like fancy school. Oh.
Yep.
Gated because it's condo. Oh.
You let your own insecurities.
If you hadn't called it a house, we never busted your balls about it being a condo, then you would have felt bad about it. So stop lying.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know until I was signing the paperwork. I said, what's a planned unit development? I never heard of it.
Did you not know you're buying a condo? No.
Condo/townhome. All right, we're going to take a break. Come right back. We're Heidi and Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
We'll be right back.
Heidi and Frank show, a little after 7 a.m. here on Friday. I told you we're going to play Get the Fake Out later for those Operation Comedy tickets. It's going to happen tomorrow. Looking forward to this. The Will Turn, starring Bill Burr, Jeff Ross, Bob Saget, Joe DeRosa, John Stites, and a special performance from John Mayer to close the evening. All presented by Bud Light Seltzer Iced Tea and Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade flavors. And one of the stories that I had for Get the Fake Out, I found another even more outrageous story to replace it. But this would have been a headline, and it's absolutely true, but I figured I'd bring it up now. It was, Australian Prime Minister says he didn't S his pants at McDonald's in 1997.
Wow. He had to address that now?
Well, I guess it's like been this, it became a meme back in the day. And so that's like the big thing about him. It's like, oh yeah. He crapped his pants at McDonald's in 1997.
Who hasn't?
Wait, who hasn't crapped their pants at McDonald's?
Oh, sure.
All right, go ahead, you start.
No!
818-955-2955, because the Prime Minister of Australia was on a morning show over there in Australia, the Kyle and Jackie O show, which pretty much they are the Heidi and Frank of Australia, yeah. Of the Southern Hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
And, the alleged incident happened in 2000, became a meme in 2019. A street artist had a field day, even putting up a commemorative plaque at the McDonald's location in New South Wales, where it supposedly happened. But the Prime Minister told an Australian radio show that he never soiled himself in McDonald's. He wanted to clear that out. They were talking about other, like...
How does that start? Like, how does that if it is a rumor, how does that even start?
I don't know.
Unless somebody was in McDonald's, saw him, and went, I think he pooped his
pants. No, he said it's complete and utter rubbish. Huh. I found the whole thing incredibly amusing. And we've always joked about it amongst our team here as we're driving by that McDonald's. Everyone always says, do you want to pop in for a Big Mac? And he's not known for his sense of humor, so that's why it was like kind of cool that he brought that up. He's like, listen, I never crapped myself.
Do we have a picture of...
Of him?
Of him supposedly crapping himself? What's the meme? What's the meme?
It's
not like a picture somebody took from behind him in line?
No.
Okay.
No. So I guess, where did you S your pants is our topic this morning here at 7 a.m. 818-955-2955. I mean, Prime Minister is using radio shows to clear stuff up, but this is not about where you didn't. It's about where you did. Let's clear it up. Where did you? 818-955-2955. Heidi said that everyone has, so how do you start?
Well, my worst story... is when I was a helicopter reporter in Cincinnati, and I had a real hard time getting the air equivalent of sea legs. So I was nauseous a lot. And I flew that for like 2 years or something. And I was always just I always had a little bit of nausea. Well, this day, full on stomach ache. So we land. I mean, I'm holding as best I can. We land. I run from the helicopter into the little jet center where I go to the bathroom. Bad.
Yeah.
I sit there long enough that I think, okay, I have a 45-minute drive home. So you go, I think I'm good. Think it's all out.
There's nothing left. You feel like you're almost turning yourself inside out.
Correct. Summertime, little tank top, Daisy Duke shorts. I drove a Ford Explorer at that time with cloth seats.
Ooh.
I sit at the airport as long as I can. I think, I'm good. Hit traffic on the way home. Here comes the cramps. The sweats.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, I gotta let, maybe if I just release a
little. No. Bad idea.
So bad.
Was this the first time you've ever had this happen to you?
Yeah.
Okay, that explains the, maybe I'll let a little.
Yeah.
No.
Now, if I had that feeling, I'm like, I've got trash bags in the car, in my console. I'll just sit on a trash bag. That way, if something happens, God forbid, and I never will have cloth seats again. I'll never have cloth seats again. I got home. I opened that door. I took all my clothes off in the driveway. I hosed myself. I threw the clothes in the trash can.
I think I just drove to the scrap yard, sold the car, and walked home.
Put in the crap and scrap yard. That was horrible. Absolutely horrible. And then I had to sit in my warm for like the half hour, the rest of the half hour way home.
Oh.
Horrible.
All right.
Now I know one of your stories. I know one of your stories makes you look like a major cheater. I don't remember how the story started, but I know you were living in your little house in Burbank. You were married to your first wife at the time. Imagine Frank's out all night. This is as much a story as I know, and then you can tell the details. He's out. Imagine your husband's out all night long. 4 o'clock in the morning. Here he comes. doesn't go come into bed. He immediately goes to the laundry room and puts clothes in the washer.
That looks
You're
suspicious.
Trying to get her smell off of you?
And I jumped in the shower.
Yes. See, ooh. Cheater.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still not convinced it wasn't that.
I was getting it that morning. No, my wife knew. I was at a buddy's party from the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
I went. Mm-hmm. She didn't go for whatever reason. Probably because I didn't want her to.
Yeah.
And then, you know, had, you know, a little too much like a do. And, I'd called and said, you know, I'm just going to sleep here. You know, she's like, okay, you go ahead and sleep there. I want you driving home. So then I slept there and woke up early. Everybody's still asleep. You know, a lot of people crashed there that night because it was quite a party. And, so I'm driving home early. And didn't really have a tummy ache, you know, because I don't really get hangovers ever. It's my odd superpower.
Yeah.
And, but I thought, I'm going to let a little gas out. It was like turning on a soft serve machine. And I was like, oh, no. And I was probably 45 minutes out and having to drive and just develop that large, you know, cylinder S-scab.
Yeah, right.
On my butt cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a door, like the back door goes right through the laundry room. You know, that's all set up. It's like kind of a mud room.
Yeah.
I made it a mud room that day. So yeah, instantly, you know, took them off. And
Dick, you didn't want your wife to see that. Like, you're still trying to be, you know,
yeah, romantic. Yeah, we're still kind of new. You know?
Yeah, right.
But yeah, that happened to me several times with her, even on the honeymoon. I'm surprised she ever stayed with me. The honeymoon?
No.
For whatever reason, my mom and dad came out to the wedding. It was in Colorado, and then we went up to Breckenridge, and we were staying up there in the mountains. And it was like a summer wedding, so it wasn't up there for like ski season or nothing. But it's like a nice evening. My mom happened to make like a bowl of chili. A lot of people, you know, so let's make chili for everybody. So she makes chili, and me and the new wife, we're like, let's get a little time away. Let's go for a walk, and we're checking out these, you know, mountain homes. Like, look at that. That's nice. Oh, my God. Look at that. Maybe one day, babe. And then I start getting the blah, blah, blah. Like, maybe start heading back, you know? So we turn around and heading back, and, you know, we're at the point where I was like, you stop, take a break. She's like, you okay? Like,
what kind of out of shape guy did I marry? We went around the block.
It's altitude, I think. You know, we were in Denver earlier. This is like, you know, Breckenridge. Okay, we can start going again. And, you know, walk a little bit, maybe like make it two homes and. You sure you're all right? Yeah, I'm cool. All right, let's go. I mean, I got to the point where I was like taking like five steps and having to stop. Five more steps. And I see like our street to get back to the house that we're staying in with my family. And as soon as we turn the corner and I see the house, it's like it instantly told my butthole we're home. But we're not quite there because...
Yeah.
My sphincter and butthole has no sense of distance in that perspective. So it's just because I've been clinching for so long that I got muscle fatigue. It's like where you're at the gym and you're doing a bench press. You can't tell if you're pulling or pushing anymore because your muscles are just so
And you're just shaking,
used.
And just quivering.
So it started convulsing like the blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, no, go, honey, go. I told her to run towards the house. I'm right there on the side of the road, and I got, you know, these shorts on, and I got this big, like, you know, back in the day, it was like that leather belt, and I'm trying to get the belt off, and I can't quite. I'm pulling my pants down, so I get my belt down right to where my b-hole is for the perfect, like, thumb on
like a hose?
Yeah. And I was right on the side of the road, and right when I'm doing that, this minivan drives by with a family in it.
Welcome to the neighborhood. This is where you'll be staying. Oh, my God.
And I was like, just go inside, turn on the shower.
Oh, my God.
And I walk in, I mean, fully clothed. I didn't take my clothes off. I just got in the shower and just stood there.
Oh, my God. You took a chili shower.
Oh, yeah.
Mom's chili.
Just curled up in the corner in a chili-ass shower.
Oh. So those are our stories.
I just wanted to clear that up.
The
Australian Prime Minister says he didn't crap at McDonald's in 1997. Well, we have, you know, the balls to tell our stories.
Oh, absolutely.
We did.
Oh,
we did have crappy stories.
Uh-huh.
And the calls are coming in. Here we go. First up is Zach. Hello, Zach.
Hey, Heidi. Hey, Frank.
Good morning.
All right. Where'd you S your pants?
Yeah, I S'd my pants.
Where?
Yeah.
Yeah. At work, I just started a new job, and we just finished our BK lunch, and thought I would have a little toot, and it turned out that it was feces.
It was feces.
Yeah, quite a whopper. After a Burger King lunch.
That was a double whopper right there.
So I immediately went to the bathroom and did what I could, but I still work for that company, and I'm not entirely sure that I made it out of there without anybody realizing that I S'd my pants.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you so much, Zach. Let's see, who else? We got Sean, who S'd his pants. Hey, Sean.
Good morning, family. It's been a little while since I've called you guys.
Welcome back. But
we finally found something you could participate in.
Exactly. Yeah, I pooped my pants on the New York City subway system.
Well, you're certainly not the first time.
You're not in the minority.
No, this... Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And you would think it would, you know, all you got to do is get off the next stop. Well, Johnny might know this since he's from New York. I got on the train at 59th Street, and I was going to Harlem, 125th Street. I was on the express train. So there are 7 stations between that stop. No stopping. You're going straight there. And I had to stay in the train. And, of course, a train broke down in front of the
train. Oh, my God. Oh.
For 2.5 hours, I was marinating. For 2.5 hours, just marinating.
Oh,
and it's like, you think you're going to fart? Oops.
Oh, yeah, right.
So how many people were on the train car with you at the time?
This was, I kid you not, and I put this on everything. This was during rush hour.
Oh, Jesus.
So rush hour is standing room only. Yeah. So I stayed between the cars. You're not supposed to ride between the cars, but I was between the cars. And then when I finally got to my stop, where I lived in Harlem, it's about 6 blocks from the train station. So I had 6 blocks with it.
Oh, the old penguin walk to the apartment.
Oh my God, you're leaving a trail.
Yeah, it was.
Did everybody applaud when you got off the train?
If people smelled it, they were very nice about it. No one, they were pretty nice about it.
Oh, man, Sean.
Sean.
You stay on hold, okay? You're in the running for the I S my pants story. Hold on.
There's just no worse feeling when you're away from home and you've got to go or you've gone. Oh, there's just nothing worse than that.
Right. I'm like, we got to go home now.
What do you mean? Why? You're not having a good time? And you're like, if I say we have to go home now, don't ask me follow-up questions.
Oh, yeah.
Normally,
I don't go in public anyway. This happened recently. It's like me and the wife were out with this other couple. We were having a few drinks, but it was later in the evening. And so really, we were the only ones in the place.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was getting, a little bit of rumbles. So I'm like, I'm going to go, I'm going to use the bathroom, and I go back to the bathroom. But it's one of those bathrooms, it's unisex, and there's only one of them. So it's like you lock the door, you get in there, you're like going to do the business. I wasn't sitting there probably 5 seconds. Now, listen, there's nobody else in the bar. When I feel there's a jiggle on the handle, I'm like, I'm busy. So then, another, minute goes by, and another jiggle, I go, busy. My wife's going, my wife goes, you okay? I go, yeah, I'm okay. I told you I was going to the bathroom. Well, there's a lady out here. She wants to go. Oh. I'm like, yeah, it's busy.
It's not like I'm hanging out in here. Like, oh, I'm just,
this is so much more fun than sitting at the bar. So she's having this conversation. We wanted to find out what I'm doing in there with a stranger who wants to get in and use the bathroom.
Yeah, honey, sorry. I'm just doing lines of coke off the back of the commode. I'll be a minute.
I'm like, Even if I open the door right now, she does not want to come in here. Tell her to go outside, take a big breath, and then come back.
Or go to the employee bathroom or something.
Yeah, there was no employee bathroom. Oh. Come on. She kept jiggling it. You okay? Yes. I will be.
Give me a
I
tour.
Wasn't. Good. I'm trying to be okay.
Give me 2 more minutes. Or give me 30 minutes. Yeah. Whatever it's going to take. We're not sure what it's going to take. Thank you, Johnny.
Solid or unsolid 15. Hello, Alex.
Hi, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning, we're good.
Where'd you ask your pants?
So I asked my pants on a 15-hour flight back from Beijing back to L.A.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was on a connecting flight from Thailand. We had just spent an entire week in Thailand eating questionable foods, drinking questionable things. Yeah. And on that, and I'm fine from Thailand to Beijing. Once we're in Beijing, I start feeling super sick. And in Beijing, I'm in the airport, and I think I get it all out of me. I think I'm okay. A couple hours into the flight, I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, it completely invololuntarily just comes out.
Oh my gosh.
It's not like it's anything.
He had untidy whities, but they were Beijing slowly.
Oh, they were destroyed. Everybody, this plane is packed in like sardines.
I shouldn't have eaten sardines.
Oh man.
Yeah, I'm sure the pilot smelled it. Everybody knew what just happened, and I'm like, oh my God, it was the worst situation of my life.
So you probably made it to the lavatory and tried to clean yourself up the best you could, right?
I did, but unfortunately, all my bags were checked, so I had nothing to be able to give myself a proper cleaning with, you know. So I go there and I try to nonchalantly get to the restroom, and everybody, as I'm passing, everybody's just looking at me. They all know, oh, that's the guy. Like, oh, he's the one that did it.
Because you're ass high on everyone who's sitting down.
Oh, yeah. I go in there.
Oh, God, that's awful.
It was the worst experience of my life. I had to discard my undergarments in the lavatory there. I was like, oh, not dealing with it. Threw them right there. Had to go commando the whole rest of the 12 hours. And you know, you just can't get that smell off after.
Hey, but at least you're in first class, right?
Oh, absolutely not. You know, there was 50 other people within a few centimeters of me. So it was, you know, it was awesome, you know.
All right.
Thank God, you know.
Stay on hold, Alex. You're definitely the running for the best, I guess, my pants story.
Damn.
15-hour flight. I mean, Sean's story was great about, you know, the train and
but
getting stuck.
But he knew he was 7 blocks from home. I mean,
but he was the 2.5-hour wait because the train stopped in front of him.
Yeah.
I mean, Sean was having the worst day possible. I mean, the flight was going on like normal. So they had to turn around and go back to Beijing halfway through. Oh, I don't know. Let's see. Let's go to John, who has a story. John, where'd you ask your pants?
Hey, so I sell flooring, right? And I was working out and trying to eat healthy. And I, you know, remember grape nuts and all that stuff. So I decided to buy this big box of Goline. And I had like 2 bowls of it. I got really into it. So the next day, I go see this client. I go up the elevator. I show her a bunch of stuff. And I'm going down to get some more stuff. And all of a sudden, man, I'm going to the elevator. I'm like, oh. And like you said, man, that sphincter will not, I don't give a crap. You could not hold it. I tried everything and I'd exploded like oatmeal. I'm like, oh my God. So I go up there and I go, can I borrow your bathroom? And I stole her towel and I put it in my bag. I sold the damn deal. I couldn't believe it. And I went home for the rest of the day. I said, man, that's it. I can't take it.
Oh my God.
Go lean, man. Don't eat it. Holy crap.
the anti-sponsorship here on the Heidi and Frank. Don't eat it. Thank you, John. Great story.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. We got who's next? We got Ruben. Hey, Ruben, where'd you ask your pants?
All right. Well, this crazy story. I was dating my wife. We went to the movie theater. It was a bunch of us, and we were drinking before we got to the movie theater, and we decided, okay, let's go take a leak before we go into the movie. And I thought I was going to be funny and fart while we were in the urinal and try to do the biggest fart I could. And when I farted, a whole load of crap came out at the same time I farted. But I didn't realize I had crapped myself until I was putting my zipper up, and I felt warm. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I think I crapped myself. And when I did that, I was turning, telling my brother that was on my left, and my friend that was on my right smacks me in my ass. And I was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And when I turned to tell him that, my brother smacked me in the ass. So now I got crap all over my ass, down my leg.
Oh, my God.
And I go into one of the stalls because I want to clean myself. Well, yeah, and everybody's around the stalls laughing. They were laughing so hard. They kicked everybody out.
Do you remember
my girlfriend, which is...
Do you remember what movie it was?
I don't remember the movie. Well, we didn't even
Close
get to go
the
on. We got
kicked
out. They kicked everybody out because they were laughing and making too much noise in the bathroom. They went in there and kicked everyone out, even my girlfriend, which is my wife now.
Oh, thank you.
She's still married to you guys.
Hold, stand hold, Ribbon, my
God. You guys
God.
Are lucky. All right. We stand by you. We still marry you.
Wow. Well, this is good. Almost time for traffic.
Oh, my God, it hurts.
Do I risk it and take one more? I mean, the guy's name is Lumpy.
Yeah, when did he get that name?
All right. Let's risk it and take one more here. Hello, Lumpy.
Hey, guys. Good morning, family.
Good morning. Oh,
where'd you ask your pants?
Currently. I'm currently sitting in a little ball of my own poop right now.
Lumpy!
I was starting my shift, and I was climbing into my loaders like 7 steps to get into the cab. And as I sat down, I had a little rumbling in my stomach, and I gave a little toot and turned into a little ball.
So your pants are full right now?
I've got currently, yes, I have a little.
Then you are an automatic winner. We still got to decide who is the big winner. I'm going to give you tickets to go see Rival Sons November 12th at the Will Turn. You're going to love that.
Excellent. Thank you, guys.
Stand hold, Lumpy.
Oh. Thank you.
Thank you.
You kind of expect it from a guy called Lumpy.
So now we got to decide. Is it Sean who pooped on the train in New York and had to wait for a 2.5 hour delay on the train during rush hour and had to walk home 7 blocks once he got to the train station? Alex who pooped on a 15-hour flight from Beijing on a packed flight? And there was Ruben, the movie theater. And just trying to be funny and loaded his pants and everybody had to smack him on the butt to make it really
possible.
Who wins the I Asked My Pants face-off?
I mean, I think for me, I'm putting myself in the situation. I'm on a plane for another 12 and I'm covered in my own poop.
Yeah.
That's horrible. I've got to go. That's got to take my vote. But they're all, I mean.
Wait, what do you say?
Well, Ruben, he could have avoided that by not being funny like Heidi. So, I'm going to go Sean because I've been in that same experience where you're just, you know, you're tied up in traffic here or you're on something and you can't get off of it. I mean, Alex had a chance to make it to the bathroom, kind of
right.
Take care of things. Sean was on an area.
I'm kind of with you, too. There's no bathroom on the train.
Yeah.
So he couldn't even go attempt to clean himself up. I mean, at least Sean went to the lavatory and took off his underwear, was able to get rid of him. And yeah, okay, he's embarrassed for the next 14 hours. But Sean just had to sit in it for and then walk in it.
That's a pretty good
for
argument.
Probably a good 4 hours.
That is a good
three
argument.
3 hours, maybe.
No bathroom to even
Jordan?
Attempt to clean up.
I mean, I understand where Sean and you guys are going with this, but his name's Alex, right, on the flight?
Yeah.
Okay, that's an international flight. So not only is he sitting on it for 12 hours, he still has to go through, like, customs.
Oh,
he's got
right.
All the other lines that he has to stand in.
Anything
and walk
you'd like
the
to
terminal.
Declare? Yeah, I grabbed my pants. I'm declaring that to you.
I mean,
right now.
You can stop by the duty free.
Duty free. Oh, my God. Tell you what. I'm going to make all three of them winners. We just cannot decide. So let's see. I got 3 pairs of tickets to Volbeat. So you're all going to go see Volbeat at the Hollywood Palladium on October 6th. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m.
Hey, guys, eat wisely.
Yeah.
Eat wisely before you
no
go.
No go-lean, okay?
Yeah.
Take it from John. No go-lean. All right. You get that? All three of them are going to win a prize. Right now, we're going to get some traffic. What's going on, Will?
Hang on. Heidi and Frank
are back.
Right here.
Right here.
Right now.
Right now.
on Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS.
That little Prince right there, huh?
Yeah, Foo Fighters.
Look at that.
Darling Nikki.
Well, Darling Nikki remake for the Foo Fighters. All right.
Hot.
I do have those Operation Comedy tickets. It's sold out for tomorrow night. See, it's a great lineup. Bill Burr, Jeff Ross, Bob Saget, Joe DeRosa, John Stites, and John Mayer be performing. All presented by Bud Light Seltzer Iced Tea and Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade. Sold out. You can't get them anywhere, but you can win them right here. All you have to do is get the fake out.
The following stories are true, except for one. It's fake. It's up to you to get the fake out.
All right, here are your headlines. 818-955-2955. San Francisco is buying designer city trash cans for $20,000 each. Fox is developing a new game show based on the board game Mousetrap. Sink or swim, Long Beach officials debate saving Queen Mary or sinking it into the ocean. Kate Beckinsale has never been on a date. Dubai is using drones to make it rain. You'll soon be able to buy a dildo based on Jeff Bezos' spaceship. People think the Summer Olympics should add Quidditch. And Bon Jovi agrees to write Tiger King movie soundtrack. 818-955-2955. 818-955-2955 is the number. All these headlines are true, but one, you get the fake out, you're going to Operation Comedy tomorrow. I'm going to see you there. All right? So Jordan's got his eyes up right away. Jordan, which one's fake?
I mean, as much as Quidditch is a real sport, I don't want to go with that one because I feel like I wrote down Kate date. There is no way. You said Kate Beckinsale, right?
Kate Beckinsale has
beautiful
never been on a date.
Kate Beckinsale has never been on a date. If that's true, then what, does she just take him home and bang him? There's no dating necessary.
Oh, my God.
I need to hear more of the
Kate
story.
Kate Beckinsale for president.
Yeah. Right. That's my fake.
Jordan's going with that one.
Well, normally we don't do this, but that is the one I want, too.
All right.
We don't double up, but I'm with Jordan on everything he said.
All right. Let's see. What do you think, Johnny?
San Francisco designer trash cans. There's no way we'd waste our state money on that kind of stuff, right?
Right. Right?
Right?
I don't know.
Right?
Okay. Johnny's going with that one. And Eric, what do you think's fake?
Okay, listen. Everybody was making jokes about the penis-shaped spaceship, but I don't think they're actually going to make it into a product that you use on yourself.
You don't think you tried to sell that on Amazon?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, well, maybe.
I mean, come
he's
on.
He's a pretty good businessman.
Can you imagine? He's like, yeah, I know people are going to make memes. It's going to be huge. I'll sell it.
Maybe.
So you
I'll still take it.
All right.
I'll take it.
Eric's going with the Bezos spaceship dildo.
That sounds like something you made up.
All right. 818-955-2955 is the number. And Alyssa was the first one through to play for those Operation Comedy tickets. Hello, Alyssa.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Alyssa.
I have the San Francisco story.
You and Johnny agree that San Francisco is buying designer city trash cans for $20,000 each. That's not true, but that is...
What is it?
True.
It is true.
It is true, Johnny. Yeah, I guess they're harder for people to break into, rummage through, and leave a mess. I mean, and, yeah... There's more than 3,000 public trash cans throughout the city of San Francisco. So if you do the math, that's more than $60 million on trash cans.
Okay.
I mean, where else are all the homeless going to, you know, throw away the packaging and all the stuff they shoplift? They need to...
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, the cans are high-tech, too. I guess there's sensors inside which can notify city workers when the trash can is almost full, which they'll probably ignore anyway. So that's what they're doing in San Francisco. Brilliant.
Great way to spend money.
All right. Christine's on the phone. Hey, Christine.
Hey, I'm guessing the Queen Mary story.
Oh, going with sink or swim. Long Beach officials debate saving Queen Mary or singing it into the ocean. That is true. Yes. Yeah, the fate of the Queen Mary. The iconic rusted floating tourist attraction is up in the air after a report commissioned by the Long Beach City Council. The ship is in dire need of expensive repairs that come with imminent risk of flooding. The 54-year tourist attraction has not been turning a profit for various operators that have bailed out of ownership over the years. And now it's owned by the city, giving local leaders tough choices to make. Jordan, you hail in Long Beach, so what do you think? Sinker?
You can't sink it.
No.
Hey, come on, you got to keep it around. I mean, if San Francisco could spend, what, $60 million on trash cans? I mean, Long Beach can figure out how to make the Queen Mary.
Patch the holes! Queen Mary's fun. Like, well, I used to work at a company that we would have our Christmas party on the Queen Mary, and we'd stay the night and everything. It was like these big, you know, banquet halls and just dancing and open bar, and then you stay the night there. It's just
well, nice. Cool. You like it? We're on like the banquet halls, like the Titanic, where you had to wear tuxedos. We had a Christmas party there once, and it was in steerage, where you know we had downstairs where the party was. They shut the gates on us.
But
it was awful.
It's cool, and then they
I think we had it in the rope room,
right? Don't they do Halloween Horror Nights or something like that?
They do.
Yeah, I mean,
and there's like New Year's Eve parties there.
All the parties.
I went there New Year's Eve once.
Yeah, I think if you just fix it.
Party on the deck.
It is a moneymaker.
Dry dock it. That's what you got to do.
Hey, enough about your mom.
Whoa. Wow.
All right, we got Brandon. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Brandon.
All right, I'm going with the Kate story.
You, Jordan, and Heidi all agree that the Kate Beckinsale has never been on a date is the fake, but that's
true. Okay. Please explain. I don't get it.
Yeah, she said she's never been on an actual date. Quote, I literally meet someone, get to know them at work, and then either marry them or get pregnant by them. Kate was with Michael Sheen for about 8 years and a daughter with him. They met while doing a play. She was also married to her underworld director, Len Wiseman, for 15 years. So it sounds like what Kate is trying to say is that she's never been on a date with someone she's not already in a relationship with. Huh. She's not interested in doing that either.
None of those guys are went, hey, after we wrap, you want to maybe go grab a bite to eat? That's a date.
She says, I just can't think of anything I'd hate more than sitting in front of somebody I don't know. The chances are I won't like and have to sit and watch them eat food.
When you think about it, it is kind of a weird...
Have you seen that her new movie out, Jolt?
What's it about?
It's where
God, she's pretty.
She has anger things. And so when she gets pissed off, like she gets like this surge of cortisol or something in her body, so she gets like a rage and she will like beat the hell out of him and kill people, like stab people. So she has to wear this electric, like shocking vest. So when she feels like a rage coming on, and then it pops her out of it. But it's kind of like, it's not good, okay? It's not good, but to watch her walk around in some cute blonde wig for 2 hours, I was like, I'll totally do that. It's just, I'll watch her do anything.
Jolt.
You can check it out. It's not good. But it's worth watching because Kate Beckinsale's in it.
Maybe
did you see it, Jordan?
No, but we're hiring, right? She's looking for work.
Yeah, hopefully. let's find a position for her. I can think of a couple positions.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's see who's next. Forget the fake out. It's Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hey, family.
Hello, family.
What do you say, Joe? Get the fake out.
Go with the Dubai.
Dubai is using drones to make it rain. That's true. This might be good news for us with the big drought out here. If they can do that, they figured out the technology. Yeah, the city of Dubai, United Arab Emirates, is using drones, aircraft, to make it rain in the desert city. They shared videos of the downpour that's created by launching drones into the sky, which zap, speaking of like electric, you know, they zap clouds with electricity to force rainfall.
Wow. Well, come
the electric
on.
Charge helps form raindrops that are large enough to reach the ground rather than evaporate in midair. So it says that the United Arab Emirates, which typically sees no rain at all during the summer months, is dealing with dwindling water resources coupled with an exploding population, making demand for water even higher. So if it's working over there, you've seen the videos? I mean, it's downpour.
Well, then let's do
No, Jordan's saying no drones in the air making it rain out here?
This is cloud seeding. This is like everything that all those chemtrail people have been talking about for like years.
But this is like electricity.
No, okay, where does the electricity come from? How about all the lithium batteries that are now flying around in those drones? Like all that particle stuff That's not healthy rain.
Yeah, he's probably right about that. Don't stick your tongue out and be like, ah,
catching it'll taste like you're testing a battery with your tongue.
Yeah, probably not the greatest.
A little 9 volts.
Rain.
All right, let's see who's next. We got Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Get the fake out.
I'm going to fake out with the Olympic story.
People think the Summer Olympics should add Quidditch. That is...
Oh, stop with the teasing.
True.
Jesus.
It's just the button. It won't work. It's true.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I thought I'd throw you off there since it was Harry Potter's birthday. You're like, he just threw that in there at the very last second, didn't he? But that's true. So that probably won't happen. All right, see what we got left.
Derek's still in it.
The Fox is developing a new game show based on the board game Mousetrap. We got you'll be able to buy a dildo based on Jeff Bezos' spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
And Jon Bon Jovi agrees to write Tiger King movie soundtrack. Okay. Henry thinks it's Bon Jovi. Oscar thinks it's Bezos. And Lisa thinks it's Mousetrap. All right. One of you is going to Operation Comedy tomorrow. The other two get nothing. The fake headline is... Bon Jovi agrees to write Tiger King soundtrack. That's not true. Henry, you're going to Operation Comedy.
Yes. Thank you, everybody else, for not picking this story.
Oh, yeah. That was obvious, I thought. I'll see you out there tomorrow, Henry, okay?
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys. I love you all.
Thank you. Take care. Stay on hold. Corey's going to hook you up to all the info. That does mean the other two stories are true.
Hmm.
Yeah. Did you have the game Mousetrap growing up?
I never did.
I didn't have it either. I only knew it from the commercial. And always wanted it as a kid, but we never did get it. Fox, though, is bringing back a game show in the works with the obstacles will be oversized, and the challenges will, of course, require both mental and physical endurance. You want to play it, Johnny?
No.
Each episode will end with a final round where the two competitors have to work together to steal as much cheese as they can without getting, quote, captured by the iconic mousetrap.
Oh, bring it on. I can get cheese, no problem.
But they're just trying to figure it out, because every time somebody bumps the set, they got to reset up the damn mousetrap.
Oh, yeah. Hassle.
What a hassle. Yeah, the Mousetrap series isn't the only project from Hasbro that's in the works. There's also an animated Clue series being developed by Fox.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And a potential Guess Who game show for the for NBC. Mm. And I saw the Clue house is up for sale.
There's a real house?
Well, the board game Clue is based on a house.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it's up for sale. I think you can get it. Here it is, a British house where the board game Clue was developed is on the market, and you might be able to snag it for $1.4 million.
Wow, that's
quite nice.
Cheap.
The house does look neat, but the floor plan isn't anything like Clue.
Yeah.
So how was it based on... Okay. The kitchen doesn't have the black and white checkered floor, and there isn't a billiard room, ballroom, or library.
Well, so it's nothing like it.
It's really nothing like it.
That's not...
If anything, I think Clue should be in the Summer Olympics. Let countries play against each other. I think it was Japan in the billiard room with a wrench. Well, I think it was Russia... In the dining room.
Colonel Mustard. The candlestick.
When was the last time you played Clue?
I was just going to tell you, I don't remember how to play. You draw a cart? I can't remember how to play.
Nope, you don't remember how to play.
I don't.
I played it recently.
You did?
Oh, yeah. That's our family board game now. It's Clue. It's kick ass.
I would love to play. I don't remember at all. Probably 9 years old last time.
I mean, everybody gets cards. Basically, you know that. Well, I have these cards, and I know that the person, if I have people, or I have the weapon, or I have the room, I know that's not it, because there's three cards over here in a secret thing that will reveal who actually is the killer with the weapon in the room.
I think it could be.
Then you roll and you ask questions like, I think it was Miss Scarlet with the knife in the conservatory. And then everybody has to go around, do you have those cards? Like, no, no, no. And then it goes around, I do. And then you reveal what the card you have to somebody of those three choices.
Got it. Okay.
And then you had to figure out
who done it.
You guess. You go, I'm going to make a guess. I think it was this, and you look at the cards yourself, and if you're right, you reveal. But if you're wrong, you're like, oh, damn it, I missed it.
You're out.
Good times. I'll have to play it on the air sometime. It's way more fun than me explaining it. On the air. But Eric, you were wrong. It does mean you'll soon be able to buy a dildo based on Jeff Bezos' spaceship.
What do these look like?
Dildos.
Well, I would like a picture just because, you know, I like looking at them.
You saw the spaceship, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, assume it looks like the spaceship. That's the whole story. I don't want
to assume anything, Eric.
Yeah, adult entertainment company Cam Soda is making the dildo. Don't worry. They also have toys for Richard Branson and Elon Musk spacecraft.
Oh. Whoa.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. They will sell blue orgasms for Bezos. Galades for Branson and space sex for Musk.
Mm-hmm.
Space sex for Musk.
Oh.
It's the worst cologne ever.
It's no Drakkar Noir, I can tell you that.
If you had to buy one, Heidi, which one are you buying? We're showing the actual dildos to the VIPs right now, who webcast the show every day. Which one are you taking home and trying out?
Probably the silver one, the one I can't really say.
Really?
Yeah.
Going with the Branson?
The blue's too big. It's too big for me. And the SpaceX one, that doesn't look comfortable.
The other one looks comfortable? Okay.
Well, it's not. It looks like a dolphin. I'm not crazy about it. It looks actually like a little penguin walking. There's his little arms. The blue one's enormous. I can't do the blue one.
You just said yours has arms on it, and you still bought it. Oh, my God.
Well, at least it has a stopping point. I know I hit the arm. I hit the little fins.
You don't have to salad tong it out. All right. We're going to take a quick break, look at traffic, and come right back with 20 and 21. 20 news stories in 21 minutes next. We're Heidi and Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
A little after 8 a.m. here on Friday. Coming up at 9 o'clock at a Stay or Go. Everyone's favorite segment on Friday. We'll decide the fate of a band. So we'll play the songs for you, and you decide if they should stay in the music business or not. Also, New Music Friday coming out at 9:30. What's from all the different genres, the new music coming out today. You'll be able to hear a little bit sample of that with Eric Scott Smith. Found all the good ones, hopefully, this week. If I'm in a good mood, don't ruin it.
I have so many. I've never had this
so many good ones.
You're backing it up? I have so many.
Okay.
Oh, I have more than I've ever had.
I know you're looking forward to Kanye.
It's still not out.
Still not out.
That's what he did last night, too, with his live stream. I sat there for 2 hours, you guys, with the live stream, waiting and finally he went live. He didn't say a word the entire live stream.
He just sat there on camera?
You're a fool, then.
He just played the album, and he stood in the middle of a stadium, like, pointing and dancing. Never spoke to the crowd, and then he's gone. But Jay-Z's on there, and everybody freaked out, so I don't know. So his album, they're still waiting.
Is he like was Andy? Here I come. Is he the new Andy Kaufman?
Yeah.
Where he just is like, it's like his own joke?
That's absolutely right. I think him supporting Trump.
Here I come to say, I wish he would have done that. Come on, Kanye. God.
He's going to get into wrestling.
Kanye
now.
Kaufman.
Mm-hmm.
Starts wrestling women. That'd be awesome. I'd watch that. Seen Stranger Things. All right, it's time for 20 and 21. 20 new stories in 21 minutes with 60 seconds on the clock. A lot of per story. Get all the information out in 60 seconds because the bell rings. You have to stop and the next person must start. So kick it off, Heidi.
Well, it's not just residents and tech companies fleeing high taxes here in California. Hollywood is now headed east to resume content creation. Movie and film studios are starting to move to New Mexico or the so-called, you ready for this, Tamalewood. That seems like wrong somehow, but that's what they're calling it. And it's they're going to Tamalewood in order to take advantage of its 35% tax incentive for the entertainment industry. Major production companies like Netflix and NBC Universal have both built studios in Albuquerque within the last year. Despite the pandemic, 26 film and 24 television products have been produced in the state of New Mexico. The state's economic development secretary told Fox Business they're seeing all-time records in terms of revenue. In 2021, so far, New Mexico has reportedly rolled in $623 million just from the entertainment industry alone. That's outside money coming in to the state of New Mexico. Some local leaders are opposed to using taxpayer dollars to fund the movie industry.
Ready for a life-altering hack?
A TikTok user showed us how to cut a pizza before it's cooked so you don't have to do it after it comes out of a piping hot oven.
Scissors.
Well, what he does is, in the quick video, shows a pizza still wrapped in the plastic being broken in half by pushing the frozen pizza against the kitchen counter. So you kind of put it on the edge of the counter, and then you just push down, you do the one side, and then you turn it over and do the other. Now you're basically only getting four slices from this.
Because cutting a pizza is just so exhausting.
Difficult. How many times have you cooked the pizza and then you couldn't find the pizza cutter? Mm. You're like, damn it.
What do you mean? What? You can't find your pizza cutter?
I mean,
it's either in the drawer.
In the same place you always put it.
In the drawer, in the dishwasher.
You would think in a sane home, yes, but not in an insane home.
Oh, I left in the garage. I was cutting something out.
Yeah. I was trimming the dog's hair. It's like, with the pizza cutter? So that's my house.
Oh, God.
Okay. Story number 3:20 and 21. That's trending online, and so is this. And this is also...
Time to learn about booze news.
All right.
Time
Where's
to learn about booze news. Time to learn about booze news. Now let's take a shot.
Thank you, Black & Whiskey, for sponsoring this booze news. Now, there's nothing like a good quote to earn a politician a place in the history books, right? For John F. Kennedy, it was...
And then the fair itself.
Okay, what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
But Frank's was Roosevelt.
Roosevelt, yep. Sorry.
And so for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
But I said it like JFK.
What is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' big quote that's going to leave him in the history books? It's,
how the hell am I going to be able to drink a beer with a mask on?
Oh, I wish, yeah.
Oh, my God.
DeSantis for president.
And now you can get that on a koozie, on your beer koozie. He is marketing these himself.
No way.
How the hell am I going to be able to drink a beer with a mask on?
There's nothing to beer but beer itself.
The Cleveland Indians have officially picked a new team name, but for now, they aren't releasing what it is. The Cleveland Teases. Yeah, since the announcement's going to happen within the next 2 weeks, but I think that they already did that because people are like, what? If you know what it is, just announce it. I mean, no one's going to wait around for Cleveland.
Yeah,
the team first announced in July of 2020 that it was exploring a name change. Critics have long argued that the current nickname, Indians, is racist towards Native Americans. Cleveland's Major League Baseball team has been known as the Indians since 1915.
They should just go with the Steamers because they play like crap.
A Cleveland TV station conducted a poll among fans for possible names. Top contenders included Spiders, Guardians, and Municipals.
All three.
They ended up going with Guardians, right?
Yep,
the Cleveland Guardians. Lame.
Okay.
And it's like, it looks like two G's. The letter G are like tag team in a baseball sexually. That's what it kind of looks like.
Why are there two G's?
I don't know, but they've got
it's
like
a C
sandwich.
And a G.
It's like a sandwich.
But they look like two G's.
All right, talk about two G's. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, am I right? Couple of G's. I'm not going to try to segue. Doesn't work for me. There's going to be more writing between the two of them. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, they recently reunited to write The Last Duel, and it sounds like it's going to lead to more collaborations. Quote, I think we'll write a lot more in the future just because it didn't turn out to be as time-consuming as we thought, says Matt Damon. Matt and Ben obviously wrote the... Oscar-winning screenplay Good Will Hunting. That was back in 1997. And looking back, Matt said, our old process was inefficient because we didn't really understand structure. He said, we wrote thousands of pages. We'd be like, well, what if this happened? And then we'd just write different scenes. This time around, they've reined things in. Matt said, quote, The Last Duel is more about perspective. So Ben and I wrote the male perspectives. And Nicole Holofcener wrote the female perspective. So if you're a fan of Matt Damon and Ben Affleck's work, there's going to be more of it in the future.
Many places have been experiencing record temperatures this summer, so this trick might come in handy if it's been too hot to get a good night's sleep for you. Someone on TikTok shared this idea. Basically, you sleep inside your duvet and prop it open with so that you have a fan blowing in at one end of it.
Sort of like what your shirt looks like when you're a kid and you get in the water at the swimming pool and you're like,
you can clip the sheets to the fan and then even work inside with a laptop Other users have added additional fans. Some people are calling this a game changer, although in an age of daily social media hacks, it's a fairly low blow.
Why can't you just lie on the bed and have the fan blow directly on you?
Like I just had that same thought, Frank.
Doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Because you got to do things difficult these days, yeah. Frank. You really do. I mean, it's like creating a big parachute, basically,
right.
for yourself.
You're like in a tent. Yeah, a duvet
it's like,
tent.
It's like the tent in the living room. It's just easier to make.
Yeah.
Like a fort, adult fort.
A fort, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of being difficult, the seventh story here on 20 and 21, Eric Clapton's being very difficult in the UK. Prime Minister Boris Johnson stated, starting in September, people have to prove that they're vaccinated to go to concerts. Well, now, Eric Clapton said he is following that announcement up with an announcement of his own. He said, I wish to say I will not perform on any stage where there is a discriminated audience present. So he will not play any place that requires a vaccine, even though that is now going to be the law. In May, he said he experienced severe reaction to the AstraZeneca vaccine, which we don't even have here.
Mm-mm.
It's like redheads. Nobody in America wants those. Don't judge all women based on redheads.
Right, right, right.
So you can't judge all vaccines based on your reaction to AstraZeneca, but he's afraid he would never play again. That's how bad this reaction was to this vaccine, and he was inspired by another musician, Van Morrison, your favorite. Ugh.
Mentioned NASA's InSight project on Mars, landed in 2018, discovered that the core of Mars is partially liquid, much larger than we thought before. But once again, Perseverance has to one-up, and based off, you know, oh, you guys found out something? Look what we're going to do today. Perseverance rover is about to go full Star Wars and start shooting lasers. Well, like, come on! Can you let us have at least one day of our discoveries?
Nothing good's going to come of that.
The rover, which landed on the Martian surface earlier this year, will use a laser mounted on its 7-foot robotic arm to cut and collect rock samples, which will eventually make their way back to Earth. What could possibly go wrong? The sampling will be a long process, taking about 11 days total, which gives Perseverance plenty of time to recharge its solar-powered batteries. It's just up there bragging now. It's got lasers, got a helicopter. This is a giant toy, isn't it?
Yes, for grown men, grown people.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Tonka toy on Mars.
Wow. Well, let's talk some food news. Got a couple quickies here for you. Auntie Anne's is getting into the Olympic spirit. The famous pretzel makers teamed up with soccer player Abby Dahlkemper to serve up Coca-Cola's Olympic Games snack pack. They're calling it a fanatic snack bucket filled
God.
With, I know, both original and cinnamon sugar pretzel nuggets and two medium Cokes on the side. Also, if you're an Auntie Anne's Pretzel Perks member, like Johnny is, they're running a contest to win gold, silver, or bronze prizes in the sport of snacking. And Del Taco. Del Taco's adding to its breakfast menu with three new items. The chain has introduced three new double cheese breakfast tacos for early risers. Customers can get the $1 egg and cheese taco, the hash browns, and a beef taco for $1.39, and the hash browns and bacon taco for $1.69. There
oh
they
God,
are.
That's like delicious.
If you're watching online.
Does that got gravy on it? Looks like it's got a layer of gravy. White gravy.
I'm starving. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, Johnny.
All right, let me get ready for this one. Do you smell what the Rock is cooking?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, if you don't, you should be able to soon. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who's expected to wrestle Roman Reigns prior to WrestleMania 38, will start promoting the match with an appearance during the Survivor Series pay-per-view event. This is all according to Andrew Zarian of the Matt podcast, although WWE officials have not revealed the location of the Survivor Series. Zarian says it will be staged at New York's Barclays Center sometime in November.
Wonder who's going to win.
Yeah, huh?
So far, Johnson has remained tight-lipped on this rumored return to the ring. That should be a good one, though.
No, it's not. Come on.
You don't think it's all, you know, they haven't figured it out yet.
But the Rock will win.
I want to see The Rock and Jake Paul.
Hey, that's something I'd definitely buy PPV for.
From The Rock to Rock, just Rock by itself.
Got it.
Like rock and roll music.
I follow.
Yeah, it was a segue.
Yeah.
Story 11, 20 and 21. There are a bunch of rock songs that you probably didn't know were based on actual real life tragedies. I think we all know Tears in Heaven, right?
Yes,
is based on Eric Clapton's 4-year-old son who fell out the window. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I said that so cheerily.
I don't know.
Very,
either.
Very sad.
You remember when he fell out the window?
Or was he wearing a mask?
Pearl Jam Jeremy was inspired by the death of a high school kid named
Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy.
Oh, good.
Who shot himself in front of his class in 1991.
Jesus.
That's how he spoke in class today, with a gun. Yeah, I didn't know that. Also, 9/11 inspired the band My Chemical Romance. So not only did thousands die, we also get My Chemical Romance out of 9/11.
This is how they inspired it?
It's a song called Skylines and Turnstiles. My Chemical Romance, Gerard Way, witnessed the tragedy of 9/11, was inspired to write the song, which then inspired him to form the band itself.
No bra money. That's what one business owner is saying in Europe, because Europe's dealing with a big heat wave right now, and the owner of a mattress store in Ireland just announced he's not accepting sweaty boob cash anymore, meaning cash you've been storing in your bra, ladies. His name is Mattress Mick, and he claims it's a real problem. He says his employees shouldn't have to deal with it, and that the cash they've been getting lately is even sweatier than normal. So he's banning it. He put a sign up that says no bra money, and reactions are mixed. Some people agree with him and think it's gross. Other people say banning is unfair because a lot of women, their clothes don't have pockets. But one, who's buying a mattress in cash, and whose bra could fit that much cash to buy a mattress?
That's a good point. I do have a lot of comments on this.
All right.
Okay. Number one, pockets get hot, too. I've had somebody like, you want a piece of gum or something, you give gum, and you're like, oh, it's warm.
Wet gum.
You know what I'm saying? So pocket, it's a little discriminatory because guys get sweaty pockets.
Do you carry cash in your bra?
No.
Ever have?
No.
Do you know anybody who...
Mercedes-Benz is the latest automaker to announce plans to go all electric. The luxury brand's parent company, Daimler, plans to invest $47 billion to develop battery-powered vehicles, including the construction of 8 new battery plants. The CEO says that all new vehicles will be electric by the year 2025, and the company will be dominantly, if not all electric, by 2030. A number of luxury car makers have made similar promises in recent months, including Bentley, Cadillac, Jaguar, and Lotus. So all electric by... We were saying here in California, what, 2030? Mercedes is saying by 2025, they'll have 8 new all-electric vehicles.
After two days on the lam, a bull that escaped from a Muslim religious ceremony in Long Island is still on the loose, authorities say. 10 NYPD patrol cars sourced the community of Mastic on Tuesday Wednesday...
A bull?
Yes. On the run.
What's the bull's part in this Muslim ritual?
I have no idea.
Was it bull part of because they just recently had a holiday.
Maybe
what was
Eid al-Hada? I think Eid they do Hada. Feast on that holiday.
So maybe that was...
They don't eat the bull.
Then go
though.
To the butcher shop. I mean, that's a little bit rare, isn't it? Running around New York.
Well, they're
some
searching
people like
for
it more rare than others, Frank.
One of the sightings was made by a resident, Deborah Pop, who says she was sitting in her living room when she saw the bull bolt past her window. It's just crazy to see a cow going down the block. As the search continues, the police...
Most didn't happen in Encino, then.
...has advised residents to stay indoors and, more importantly, stay away from the bull.
Story 15, 20, and 21. The cops will not catch that bull because they're too busy throwing homeless guys in jail and replacing the prisoner that they lost. It's actually true. It happened in South Africa. Two police officers were arrested themselves on kidnapping charges after they grabbed an innocent guy off the street to replace a prisoner who had escaped while they were watching him. But this guy was a homeless guy, so they go, nobody's going to know.
Not homeless anymore, is he?
Actually did him a favor. Three squares and a roof over his head.
Oh,
my God, give these guys a medal.
Air conditioning.
This guy was shocked, and he was innocent.
That's how we solved the problem. He figured it out. Is put homeless people in jail.
Done.
I don't think that's going to work. I think we should probably work a little harder to figure that one out.
Why not?
I mean, I get free medical care.
Yeah.
Dental.
Yeah, but we're
paying
for it.
3 meals a day.
We are paying for it.
Well, do you want them outside your Starbucks or do you want them in jail?
Yeah.
Well, that's the
These are our options. Heidi Hamilton
no,
for governor.
No, they're not.
For governor. A Toronto woman received the shock of her life when she got home from work and found a man in her apartment cooking himself dinner while dressed in her clothes.
Wait!
Hello!
Jackson Park.
Yeah, the 33-year-old woman made the discovery at about 5 p.m., according to the Toronto police. When she grabbed her phone to call the police, the man later identified as 35-year-old Toronto resident Robert Anthony Stumpo.
How'd he get, well, anyway.
Kevin and Stumpo in the afternoon. He ran off then, but it wasn't too difficult for the officers to track him down. Not only was Stumpo wearing the woman's clothes, but he was also carrying around a few items he'd snatched from her apartment. He's facing one count of breaking and entering, and court paperwork reveals that... well, that's the end of the story. I was hoping the bell would ring right there.
Oh, now they're bosom buddies.
Like, that's a weird way to end it.
Two Swedish prison guards were held hostage for 9 hours this past Wednesday by two inmates demanding pizza as ransom, and they were released when the food was delivered. Neither guard was hurt. They were able to return safely to their family. The inmates, both doing time for murder, managed to force themselves into an area reserved only for guards. There, they took two guards hostage who were in the area at the time, and... one police officer said, "We quickly sent in a mediator." According to Swedish media reports, the hostage takers just made two demands: a helicopter to escape and 20 pizzas. You know, enough for all the other inmates. Yes, the pizzas were delivered, the jail spokeswoman said, a spokesperson said, and the two inmates were taken to the police station for questioning, and they were now charged. They were in jail for murder. Now they've been charged with kidnapping. But all they wanted was some pizza. So just give me some pizza, and I'll release the prison guard. They did.
It's weird to put this study out 4 months after we shifted the clocks, but a new study...
What did we do to the clock?
Shifted.
Okay.
But a new study at the University of Michigan found moving to daylight savings time in March was probably a lot harder if you're a night owl. Researchers looked at how long it took different people to adjust to waking up an hour earlier. Half were night owls and half were early birds, and they found it takes significantly longer for night owls to adjust. Morning people were back to normal in about 3 days, while night owls took over a week to feel right again.
It's 1 hour. Why are we acting like we're jet lagged from a 19-hour flight to Australia?
This doesn't make any sense because the night owl never is affected because it's not about daylight for a night owl. So they're staying up an hour later, but it's still night. That doesn't matter to them.
It doesn't get night until later, and then it gets
brighter earlier. But I'm a night owl. To be identified as a night owl means I'm up at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning when it's always dark. Unless we're in Alaska. Mm. So it doesn't even affect them. They're just like, oh my God, it's 21 a.m.?
Well, when we...
Oh, no.
I was too obsessed that whole time with how Johnny says owl.
Owl.
Oh, it's two syllables? Well, since owl. When? It's three letters. How do you
say
owl?
It?
Owl.
How do you say it?
Owl. Like you do. Owl.
Owl.
Night owl.
Owl.
He says owl. Night owl.
Owl. Owl.
Here's a story about night owls. Oh.
I just wanted to say who the whole time, so I was just focusing on that. And then I thought maybe I shouldn't because I always do that and I didn't want to be predictable. And so I didn't do it, but I really wanted to do it. And that's why I'm talking about it, to get the poison out of my system. What do you got, Eric?
Two syllables. Dragons. Mother of dragons. See, you can't F
covered
that
in
up.
Cool whip.
The Mother of Dragons is back. Yeah. Amelia Clarke now is going to join the MCU.
As the Mother of Dragons?
No.
The Combining Universe High?
No. She's going to be on a Disney Plus series called Secret Invasion. I looked up the plot. It looks amazing. It's sort of about aliens pretending to be superheroes. They can shapeshift, so they can look like some of our most famous Marvel characters. And they've already revealed Sam Jackson is going to be in the show again.
Can't Loki do that?
Loki can do that, yes. Well, but this is an alien invasion pretending to be like Iron Man, so maybe we get to see Tony Stark again. Who knows who we get to see?
Okay. How do you say Iron Man?
Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Obviously, you can get arrested for driving a car while drunk, but probably not driving a remote control car while drunk, right?
Probably.
If you were
not
drunk and you're driving your remote control car around your cul-de-sac and then a cop pulls in, it's like, I'm going to have to give you a DUI, sir.
Oh, no way.
No.
All right. You say no. Because we played Get the Fake Out earlier. This was another option for the headlines, but I was all packed in. A man got a DUI for driving a drone under the influence.
Well, that seems different somehow.
How's that different? It's not a remote control car. It's just he's flying it over his house.
More dangerous, it seems.
A man in Japan arrested for flying a drone while under the influence, which actually is illegal in Japan, as well as several other areas, including New Jersey. So Japan and New Jersey share the same
So similar, those two places.
It happened a few weeks back. He's a 56-year-old man. He drank 8 beers between 7 a.m. and noon. Pussy. The morning drinking had a wild effect on him because he decided to clean his place. In the process, he found a drone that he hadn't flown in a while, so he got it out, took it for a spin, promptly crashed into a neighbor's window.
There we go.
Oh, thankfully, it sounded like no one was hurt, but when the police came, the man admitted he was drinking and droning.
We just learned about booze news.
Yeah, we did. Where's my coffee?
Friends, don't let friends drink and drone. News. Let's take
one more shot. 4 miles, all droning. Thank you, Blackened. All right, it's time to get a look at traffic, and I think we call back a special person on the phone.
Oh.
Yeah, Morongo Casino is welcoming Wahlburgers into the casino now.
I can't believe Mark Wahlberg is going to be on the phone.
Well, I'm going to give it away. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I said a special person, Wahlburgers, let him fill it out. What the hell do you do?
Oh,
talk
I'm
about
sorry.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, I just got so excited and I just blurted it out.
Okay, Wahlburgers is excited too to announce its latest location. It'll be opening Morongo Casino Resort and Spa today. Yeah, we're thrilled to welcome Wahlburgers, which will make Morongo the first tribal casino in the nation to be offering the amazing Wahlburgers menu and hospitality to our guest, said to the CFO. Wahlburgers' name is synonymous with good times, exceptional food, and unparalleled service, and that's what we here at Morongo strive for every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So up next, we're going to have somebody very special talk about Wahlburgers opening up Morongo.
Sorry I spoiled it.
So might want to stick around for that after traffic.
The Heidi and Frank Show on Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS.
Not a break show. Come at you live from the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa Studios. I see a lot of people, when we say that, think that we actually broadcast from Morongo.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, you got cabins on every single day and you live in Calabasas.
It's quite a drive.
Jesus Christ, man, yeah. Why don't you move closer? I'm like, no. It's like the naming rights, like Staples Center. Is not at Staples.
Can you imagine them playing basketball at a Staples store?
So it's a naming thing. So it's like Morongo Casinos or Studios here. Yeah. But we're in Burbank. But
for
I really,
many years now.
I really wish today we were at Morongo doing the show live, because today a new Wahlburgers location opens up at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. And Heidi, you want to tell them we got a very special guest on the phone to talk about it?
It's very exciting. We have Mark Wahlberg's brother, Paul.
Paul Wahlberg, what's up, man?
Hey, Paul.
There was a bit of a pause there with Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
Brother, so I'm really amazed at your live audience there. I didn't realize you could fit that many people into that small space.
Oh, yeah, we have a very gullible audience.
Yeah.
Chef Paul Wahlberg, I mean, being the chef of the Wahlberg brothers, this was all your idea from the beginning, right? The Wahlburgers?
Oh, yeah, so as my partners and I were really talking about the fact that we had already opened Alma Nova and we were talking about how many burgers I eat. And it was kind of this conversation and just all kind of evolved from there. And it was just, and it's funny because I was mentioning to someone earlier, you know, when we were kids, you know, people would always kind of make fun of our name because you would make fun of everybody's name.
Right.
And it's just the way. And so Wahlburger always popped up on, you know, in a conversation, and it was just kind of this evolution of it.
Joke's on them now, huh, Paul?
Where did you guys...
A little bit.
Where did you guys open up your first location, your first Wahlburgers?
In Hingham, Mass.
Is that your guys' hometown?
Yep. No, we're from Dorchester, from Boston.
Oh, okay.
So we had moved south. Alma Nova is our sister restaurant.
And that was after your mom, right, Paul? That was you
yeah,
named that after your mom?
After my mom, in Italian. Nova is Italian for her nine children.
And now you have your latest location here here at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Yep, and we had we had a nice little reception last night, and then opening this morning to the public. And I'll tell you, everybody is so nice here.
Yeah, and it is a great place. Morongo is a great place. And Paul, I want to say, you know, I watched the show, and you know,
you should watch. Better television.
No, but I got to tell you,
she's got a lot of time, Paul.
You watch the show, and And the creations that Paul comes up with, you're just dying to try it, right? So you're, you know, at the time there was nothing out here, and you made it just mouth water just watching TV. And then I found Wahlburgers in the grocery store, so then I was sort of, I mean, I can't make Paul's burger, but you can at least take the Wahlburgers meat and make stuff at home.
Yep.
And it's delicious.
People have been very, very receptive. I mean, obviously, if you can't get to the restaurant,
yep,
you know, the next best thing. And it's kind of amazing to me because it's such a humbling thing to think that people are cooking the burgers that we sell, you know, for their families at home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, you know, it really strikes a chord with all of us.
Now, you have a location out here in L.A. Is it on Sunset in West Hollywood?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I've yet to go there. I need to stop by because we go to Morongo all the time. So I'm really glad that you're at Morongo because I'm there a lot more heading up to Cabazon because that's such a great place. And so next time we do a live appearance there, I'm definitely going to be able to try your Wahlburgers.
And the Wahlbrewski, Frank.
They got Wahlbrewskis too? Well, I'm in. I see that your choices, like you and Donnie and Mark's, your choices is you go with the Wahlburger signature burger.
I'm a classic burger guy, so has Same. All the classic fixings plus our wall sauce and government cheese.
And then Donnie's choice is the barbecue bacon burger.
Yep.
And then Mark's choice is the impossible burger. That is so Mark, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is very much Mark. But I'll tell you, it's such a great product, and we've had. I'm surprised because I'm a true meat eater,
mm-hmm.
and. Surprised that a ton of people are really, you know, have gravitated towards it. And so we've been very fortunate to have that as, you know, one of our options because it's great to give people options and choices when they come in. It's not just burgers.
Paul, being the chef in the family, I read recently where Mark had to gain a bunch of weight for a role. Like he's eating 11,000 calories a day. Did he call you up and say, what can I eat to get super fat real quick?
I just told him Doritos. You know, just get a bunch of Doritos. You know, get a 12-pack of Coke. No, he Mark is really particular about, you know, everything that he eats. And he just went super heavy on calories and just a ton of food. Like, you know, he would just sit down, and it takes a lot of discipline to be able to eat that much, as a requirement.
That was a requirement, right. Yeah.
You're like, I don't want to eat 11,000 calories.
I just do it just as a hobby. It's not really a requirement.
He doesn't even get paid for it.
I saw, especially for him, you know, because he works out, you know, at a nauseating rate, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just all over it, and he's great. But like I said, he's so disciplined. And it's amazing, but to see him to put on that weight and really, you know, everything that he did for it, and it just speaks to who he is in terms of his dedication to his craft.
Have you been throwing the fat jokes his way?
Oh, no, because it's gone. It's gone.
It's already gone?
That's Mark Wahlberg. That's Mark. Come on.
My God. That,
it's gone.
As soon as they went rap, the movie's over, he's like back in the gym.
Yeah, he works, again, he is... very particular about, and a lot of people are. A lot of people, you look at, you know, a lot of these actors and the roles that they've taken, where they've had to either put on a ton of weight or lose a lot of weight. You know, it's not an easy thing.
But usually, when you do that, that's when they give you an Oscar nod.
That's right.
If you were able to gain the weight or lose the weight, I mean, it happened for Batman.
Christian Bale,
when he lost all the weight for The Machinist, mm-hmm. and then he gained all the weight for that other movie. So yeah, that's like usually you get an Oscar nod for something like that. So
yeah, I think you really like if you're really saying that's the fastest way to get yourself an Oscar, I think a lot of people are going to be slightly disappointed.
Well, call me Meryl Streep.
Yeah, Meryl Streep didn't have to gain or lose 1 pound.
Yeah, all this time I've been doing it the hard way is pretty much how they're all going to look at it.
Right, exactly.
We got Chef Paul Wahlberg on the phone. He's the chef co-owner of Wahlburgers, and they have a new location now opening today at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. So when you're up there enjoying all the other things that Morongo has to offer, now they got even better with the Wahlburgers right there inside the resort and spa. So thank you so much, Chef Paul, for calling the show, bud. I can't wait to get up there and try one.
Thank you very much for having us, and we'll see you at Wahlburgers.
That's right.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you, man. Yeah, that might be I saw where a lot of the dating apps have been really blowing up. I mean, they say it's going to be a hot vax summer.
Mm.
And saying that you're vaccinated on your dating profile is considered like a hot plus.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, when we went out on Wednesday, and people wanted to come up and get a picture or a hug, that seemed to be the thing everybody said. They'd be like, oh, hey, can I picture? I'm vaccinated. Like, I'm going to get in here and get close. Oh, hey, right. Can I give you a hug? I'm vaccinated. So it's sort of like the first thing you tell people, which I guess is important.
Well, on a dating app, it's like, yeah, if you're not. Yeah,
plus, I mean, if you're anti-vax.
Plus, at this point, if you're not, like, why get in there? Like, we talked about it yesterday. It's like, are you in a relationship? And is the whole vaccination and wearing the mask thing, is it ruining your relationship? Because you're on either side of the issue. So I guess right now, if you're going to start dating, it's like, okay, that's something we have in common. I don't want to have to start this argument when, yeah. You know, just meeting you. It's an automatic elimination. Mm-hmm. But as far as, like, yeah, going up to Morongo for a date, maybe taking her to Wahlburgers, or sure. Even over here. They say that the best foods to order on a first date, and I have the worst foods to order on a date. So what do you think a burger would be as far as, is it one of the best foods or worst foods to order on a date?
Worst foods.
Worst foods, you think?
Well, here's the thing. It depends on the burger that you're ordering. Because early in a relationship, you're getting maybe a simple cheeseburger, not all, you know, you were like, it can take a little bite. But you know, some of those gourmet burgers that are enormous and packed with all kinds of stuff that you can barely get your hands or mouth around.
Oh my God. Why you?
It's not the
type of burger. It's how you eat it.
When you've got a burger that is so big and you can barely get your mouth around, you gotta go like,
what? You ever heard of nibbling?
No, but you can't nibble. How do I nibble it?
You can nibble it just a little bit.
You can't with it so
nibble
big.
Nibble it just a little bit. Nibble it. You don't have to. When you're licking the sauce off your elbows, like, Jesus Christ, you ever had a burger before?
When it's loaded and you squeeze it and it drips and you're. Am I not wrong?
You don't have to eat it like a pig.
Where is
my pig? Slow down.
Come on.
Act like you've even been out.
A simple cheeseburger, easy to nibble and eat daintily.
Well, they ask, you know, what foods are best to order on a first date, what is it? I mean, just collectively, probably no. If you're going to go out, pizza, it's an easy one. You can kind of judge people based off their topping choices, too.
Topping choices and how they eat it. Are they a fork girl or person? Are they
All right, now show us how you eat pizza. Jesus Christ.
No, I eat pizza like a very dainty lady.
What, you eat pizza with a fork?
No. I take it and I take the tip off. Just the tip.
Huh? Just the tip.
And I eat
so
it
you're
all
a folder, first of all.
What if you met somebody who ate it crust first?
Oh.
But basically, I think the most judgment comes from the toppings on the pizza. That's true. Like, so what do you want to get? And then you find out if they're the meat lover or the vegetarian, or it's like just cheese, pretty simple, probably pretty easy to please. Are they willing to lean into the middle and maybe, okay, we could have that on our pizza? Are they going, nope, let's just do, I'll do my half, you do your half.
Mm.
Half cheese, half pizza.
And then
you find out a lot about somebody based off first date pizza slice.
I don't think I could date somebody that just ordered cheese.
Why?
Just cheese?
Easy to please.
What? Listen, marinara sauce, dough, cheese. She's a simple lady.
No, she's a 5-year-old. I'm going out with my daughter.
You're going out with Kevin McAllister from Home Alone. A cheese pizza, please.
Let's see.
Oh.
It was followed. The other best food on a first date is burgers, Heidi. Sorry.
Okay.
But the pizza, the burgers, salad. It's a first date. A steak. You take her to a nice steak restaurant and an ice cream.
No. You can check out somebody's skills
going
on that.
Out for ice cream. You'll see if she's really into you or not based on how she eats the ice cream.
Yeah.
If she eats the ice cream like Heidi eats a burger, you're in.
Oh, yeah. You lick it all. See, here's the thing. You lick all the around until you kind of make it sort of a up in the middle. You leave it kind of a narrow middle, and then that's when you go.
That's why you get the sugar cone. You don't get the waffle cone.
Oh.
So you can just totally take the cone down to the point.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, a check, please.
Check out
even though you're not, you probably don't have a tab at the ice cream shop.
And if you do, you need to get to a meeting.
Yeah.
I like what you did.
Would you like, that's like, Heidi goes to Pastor Rob and is like, want to keep a tab open?
Yeah, we're going to just open it
Here's
up.
Here's my credit card.
Yeah.
I like when she takes the ice cream and hits it against her cheek first. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then takes a lick.
Ew. Oh, you know she's a sure bet.
Yeah.
Oh. Thank you.
The other top foods for a first date are a roast dinner. That's so probably.
What, am I having a date with my grandma?
But I mean, if you're going to cook it at home, you're going to make her dinner, make her a roast, pot roast. It's very hearty, very homey, very comforting.
I guess so.
Lasagna.
Well, that just takes so much work and effort. You're like, well, yeah. You really, this was a planned thing. It takes time. It takes a while to cook.
Chicken wings.
No. No.
Yeah, I think so. How she working the bone? How she sucked the meat off the drums? She going long ways on that stuff? She going sideways? Stir fry and chocolate brownies were all good first date foods. So it says oysters were named number one food to avoid on a first date. I disagree. Followed by mussels, sushi.
Sushi's a great. No, I didn't even think of that. Sushi's great.
But a lot of people can't work the chopsticks and then talk about being with a 5-year-old.
I'm not dating that person.
She's like, oh, I.
Can I get the rubber band? The easy. Can I get a knife and fork?
No, I took my first wife out to sushi our first date, and she was having trouble with chopsticks, and dropped the into the soy sauce.
It splattered.
Had a white top on.
Oh no.
Still end up marrying her.
Well, you know what? It's not rude to eat sushi with your hands.
Right.
In fact, some sushi chefs get really offended if you use chopsticks. So you could just go, no, you know, a fun fact, and then you don't have to use your chopsticks.
Oh, good point.
Yes. Okay, so sushi, these are bad foods to eat on a first date. Crab, lobster, curry, tuna steak,
oh, God.
Prawns, ribs, and corn on the cob.
So mostly.
No, how she eat the corn on the cob? Long ways.
Oh.
You know, it's interesting that ribs made the worst food list, but chicken wings made the best food list.
That is, yeah, it's pretty much the same.
Well, it's pretty much equally messy.
Different
and
body
same.
Part.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Hmm. All right, we're going to get a quick look at some birthdays for Saturday. As you Saturdays never get represented, but Saturday, July 24th, you celebrate with Elizabeth Moss. You know her as Offred in The Handmaid's Tale. You haven't watched Handmaid's Tale yet, Heidi? Mm-hmm. You would love it. Mm-hmm. Anna Paquin's 39, so is Elizabeth Moss. Country singer Jared Neiman's 42. Well, Jennifer Lopez hitting 52. Country singer, I think one of Heidi's conquests back in the day, Pam Tillis is turning 64. Was it in Memphis that you guys did that? Maybe.
Maybe.
The original Wonder Woman, Linda Carter, is turning 70 years old.
She still looks amazing.
Fine.
Yeah.
She's Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Kramer on Seinfeld, Michael Richards, is turning 72.
Mm.
No relation.
Single-handedly ruined his career.
Ted Stryker in Airplane, Robert Hayes, is turning 74. And Watermelon Smashing Superstar Gallagher is turning 75 years old. And Laugh-In Superstar, and I think one of your old conquests, Ruth Buzzy, is turning 85.
Oh, yeah. She was amazing in bed. A real giver.
I think my dad was out visiting a long time ago with my mom. Big story when they got home. Like, call me when you get home, make sure you're home safe. You never believe who we saw at the airport, Ruth Buzzy. Did you say hi? Like, yeah, she's really nice. Oh, God. All right. You got any news, Eric? Maybe one or two stories?
Sure. I got plenty. Let's see.
But just give us one or two.
Oh, why? There's so much uplifting news here brought to you by Water Heaters Only. Like Florida, Texas, and Missouri account for 40% of the new cases in America of COVID. Florida, Texas, and Missouri. 40%. Let's see. What else? Oh, if you don't get COVID here in L.A. because the case numbers are going up, guess what else you could get?
What could we get?
West Nile virus.
Yeah, the West Nile virus showed up.
Yep. In a mosquito.
Well, I just had my property completely fumigated.
I'm sure that'll keep the mosquitoes out.
Well, that's not all you need to do, Heidi. You need to wear some bug repellent.
I can't. It gives me a headache, nausea.
Okay. Well, you got a swimming pool, right?
Yep.
Make sure it's properly maintained.
It is.
Okay.
Bromine.
Change the water in your pet dishes, bird baths.
I don't have pet dishes outside.
You can request mosquito fish if you have ornamental pools.
Oh.
And they'll eat those mosquitoes for you.
Okay. Can I put the mosquito fish in my pool?
Sure, yes, please.
Okay.
Send us a picture. And then you can report neglected swimming pools in your neighborhood. You can tattletale on your neighbors because they're probably drawing mosquitoes.
Okay.
And so much going on in the world of rock. Here's a little rock report. Johnny Depp has had it rough the last few years with his lawsuit for, you know, being a wife beater and all that. Depp and his Hollywood vampire bandmates have been working on Jeff Beck's new album. That's what he has been up to. So you're going to see Johnny Depp with Jeff Beck very soon. Also, big congratulations to Matt Sorum. Let's all give our buddy a round of applause.
What happened?
He's a daddy.
Oh.
First child. Sorum and his wife Ace announced the birth of their new baby girl, Lou Ellington.
He'll be a great dad.
You think so?
Yeah. That's such a nice guy.
He's such a sweet guy.
I mean, he does that charity for kids and their instruments and stuff.
In the schools.
He's a good guy.
She was born June 11th in Palm Springs. Couple made an announcement about their first child saying, "Our hearts are so full of gratitude that God has brought this angel into our lives."
Oh, that's nice.
And finally, rock and roll is not dead, you guys. They released the top earning musicians of last year. Now, it kind of sucks because you look at 2019.
Taylor Swift and Post Malone.
Yeah. We covered those, but rock and roll musicians we didn't cover, Frank.
Oh.
So, to put it in perspective of how the pandemic affected musicians, and I know this is a cause near and dear to Jordan's heart and they're trying to make money for the struggling musicians in Los Angeles. 2019, $969 million went to the entertainment or to the music industry, right? The next year, $387 million. A third.
Yeah.
But there's still some rock and roll acts.
Yeah, that's true.
You do. You really do.
Most people do.
Yeah.
Don't assume the rock stars didn't have any harder than you did.
Queen was number seven. They still made $13.2 million during the pandemic. AC/DC was number 13. They still made $10.1 million. And Metallica landed at 18 with $9 million. And Tool, because they released that big, long album that went on and on and on and on and on.
Who was number one?
I think it was Post Malone, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was Post Malone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so $23 million.
These are just the rock stars that made money in 2020.
Damn.
And that's your rock report, and that's your news.
Let's do some Sunday birthdays real quick. Don't leave off the Sundays. It's the 25th. We got Kevin McCall, is 36, rapper. The world's first test tube baby, Louise Brown's 43. Joey Tribbiani, Matt LeBlanc's 54. David Bowie's widow, Iman, 66. Verdeen White from Earth, Wind & Fire is 70. Manny Charlton from Nazareth is turning 80. Love hurts. Love's strong. This is the beginning of the pandemic. We have partnered with Wing Lamb from Wahoo's Fish Tacos for California Love Drop, delivering the frontline heroes for local communities in need, like Wahoo's burritos, yogurt, Monster Energy, Hint Waters, and PPE equipment. So Wing's not here. He's on a plane right now. He's going on vacation. So
he deserves it.
I want to give a shout out to our frontline heroes at LA Fire Station 27 in Hollywood. You can tune into KTLA's LA Unscripted next Tuesday as California Love Drop will be featured again, dropping to our firefighters at Station 27 and celebrating Captain Cooper's first day as a battalion captain.
Oh, Captain Cooper!
So I'd like to say thank you also to all the comedians performing at Operation Comedy tomorrow. Bill Burr, Jeff Ross, Bob Saget, John Stites, Jessamay Palizzo, and John Mayer, who are going to be performing. Hope to see you all out there.
Also, my mom's birthday. I don't want to forget.
It's your mom's birthday?
On Sunday, July 25th.
If you want to become part of the California Love Drop, you can go to GoFundMe, look up California Love Drop, donate $35 or more, and you can get yourself a brand new Wahoos and Heidi and Frank tote bag.
Yeah!
And follow them so you can see everything they're doing on Instagram and Facebook at California Love Drop and their website, californialovedrop.org. All right, when we come back, it's time for Should I Stay or Should I Go? So keep it here. We're Heidi and Frank.
You're listening to Heidi and Frank from the Morongo Casino Studios on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles.
It's Friday, it's 9:04, and it's time for Should I Stay or Should I Go? Brought to you by Skinny Dipping. Now, this is the segment of the show where you, the audience, decides the fate of an up-and-coming talent. Do they have what it takes to become big and famous rock stars? Do they pack their bags, move back home with mom and dad, and start working on what they call Plan B? Should I stay or should I go? We have a very special guest with us today. He's been on the show several times, longtime friend of the show, and happened to run into him and at the Tap That Tussie Party out at Numero Uno. It's Nick Marzock, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, hey. Nick Marzock.
This is the first time I've been on without Grunberg. I'm usually contractually obligated to travel with him. But
no, obviously you didn't tell him you were going to be here.
Of course not.
No, because he would have been here.
And he's listening to right now, and he's like, "What is happening?"
Granny, I wouldn't be surprised if he busts through this door before new music starts. He lives close enough.
Granny, you have 55 minutes to get here.
He'll at least call in. Grunberg's on line 3. He's angry,
very upset. Yeah, Nick's been on the show before helping us out with the Stay or Go, and I understand you got an album that's coming out later in the fall, right?
I do. It's a little early to put a date on it, but it's I'm very excited about it. Yeah.
You still tweaking things, or are you done?
I'm done. It's in post now. It's being mixed.
It's out of your hands.
It's out of my hands. And
can't
you know,
fix anything.
Now I can't make the sound guy angry, the engineer. You know, he has the last.
Right.
Yeah.
And Eric always brings that point up when it's like, who makes that for you? And the sound guy's like, it's a lot on their shoulders, whether it might be even a Stay or a Go.
It is. And like this record, these songs have a high track count. So like, because I did a lot of gang vocals and different effects. So this record's going to like, I kind of feel bad like giving it to him because it's like, okay, now he has to take it and there's like 100 tracks that he has to now figure out how to mix it. But I'm just like, dude, when's it going to be done?
Yeah, right.
I don't know, man.
Well, when it's finally done, you got to come back
in. 2024, when it comes out, it's going to be.
You'll come back and we'll premiere it right here on 95.5 KLOS.
Always.
But in the meantime, we got to use your musical expertise to help us out with judging this band. It goes by the name Bloodshot Cosmonaut and is a new hard rock and roll band formed in 2020 from L.A., comprised of Eric Acevo, bass and lead vocals, Corey Dean Little, guitars and vocals, Angel Lujan, drums, and Lawrence Arrieta on guitars. Influenced by great classic rock bands, they have created a style of rock and roll that is familiar yet fresh and winning over fans of all ages. A hard-rocking band for a hard-rocking radio station. A winning combo right there. Hope you agree. So let's rock.
Well, that's a new what they band, say. 2020. I mean, just formed.
Yeah, as far as you writing your album, I mean, was that just because of lockdown pandemic and you just got inspired to stay at home and just do stuff?
My engagement ended, so that inspired a lot of songs.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Last time you were here, you had that little cute blonde.
That's right.
What happened to her?
Well, she's someone else's cute blonde now.
Oh, is that the name of one of the tracks?
It's okay. It's
she's someone else's cute blonde now.
Hey, listen, his heartache is our benefit because then you know he's got to
That's where the best
out.
Stuff
it
comes
happened
from.
A month before. It was like January. And so, you know, I got my own place. You know, I just had booked a Walmart commercial I did the music for. I was like, you know what? I'm going to turn this is going to be the year of Nick Marzock. And like a month later, I couldn't leave the new apartment. So then it was just me and my thoughts for like 8
Whoa.
Months. So it was just like, okay, let's just start writing everything. So I ended up writing 40 songs and then recorded my favorite 20 and then went with the top 11 of those. So. Yeah, it was or 12 on.
I hope I didn't like get you to cry when I played Love Hurts earlier. Nazareth. I mean.
Pandemic. New apartment.
No, girl.
No. Well, we'll try to cheer you up. Hopefully, we got Eric.
It's great.
Eric on the phone here from Bloodshot Cosmonaut. He is bass and vocals. Hello, Eric.
Hey, greetings, Earthlings. How you doing?
Good
how
morning.
You doing,
Frank? We're good.
Very good. Say hello to Nick Marzock. He's helping today.
How you doing, Eric?
Hey, Nick, how you doing? Thanks
Great,
for judging.
Absolutely.
Okay, you say you're this is a new rock band of like this, you guys just formed in 2020, but how long have Eric, been in the music business? Or like trying to be in the music business?
Oh, quite a while.
Different bands.
Go back a few decades, yeah. You know, this band kind of started out as Texas Death Star, and during the COVID, you know, lockdown, we just kind of, some members dropped off and we acquired some new members and it just felt right to kind of close that chapter and do something new, rebrand the name. And, now we're Bloodshot Cosmonaut. We do play some old TDS songs, but, we've written a bunch of new stuff and you're going to hear at least one,
at least one,
another one.
You know how that works.
Yeah, at least one.
So, what do you,
yeah, I know how it works.
What do you do, Eric, in the meantime to support you and your family?
I'm in the construction trades. Actually, I just got a certificate for home inspection.
Oh, nice.
So anytime you want to sell your house or, you know, something like that, I can come inspect it and tell you that it's either going to stand or fall down.
So
that's quite the job.
Here's
there.
Here's a little $500 under the table to say everything's good.
Yeah, right.
All right, Eric. Like I said, you exactly. know how this works. You said us a couple songs. Now it's time to decide which song you want to start out with, and then the audience will judge your performance based off that song and call 818-955-2955 and say stay if they like it, say go if they don't. If they say stay, we will hear that second song. If they say go, we'll never hear that second song. So it's very important, the song you play first. What is it?
Okay, the song we're going to play first is called Ball and Chain. It's kind of like a little boogie shuffle type thing. The ladies really love it, and I think, you know, you got to please the ladies first to have a happy life. So
I always do.
Eric's always a giver. All right. All right, 818-955-2955. 818-955-2955. Should they stay or should they go? Bloodshot Cosmonaut.
Carry that ball and chain. Everybody knows that you carry
That's Bloodshot Cosmonaut, 818-955-2955. Should they stay in the music business or give it up today? That's just that's what you got to say, stay or go, 818-955-2955. Again, Nick Marzock in the studio, a longtime friend of the show, musician himself, wants to decide if they should stay or go. What do you think?
I'm giving that a hard stay. I thought the for being like a 12-bar kind of boogie, it's really difficult to come up with like that can be such a repetitive form and it's very standardized across music, and they came up with a way to make it like an original riff on the guitar, which going up to I believe you went to a B on that and you're in the key of F, and so it's like this kind of you're like an F minor kind of like blues scale, but it was a really cool riff. I thought it was a well written song, vocals were great, it sounded great, guitar solo was cool, so I'm saying stay.
That's a big stay, Nick Marzock.
Thanks so much.
Eric's on the phone. Eric is bass and vocals. Heidi, what did you think of Bloodshot Cosmonaut?
Well, I can't talk like Nick talks or like how Eric talks because I don't know all that stuff, but I loved it. And you're right. Chicks love ball and chain. I thought you guys were really good. I loved every second of it. And I was looking at your Instagram, and you got good merch, and you guys look like a ton of fun. So, yeah, big stay for me.
Big stay from Heidi. So two stays so far inside the studio. I would say it's a stay as well. I think it, I'd like more dynamics in the song. Seems like everything's on the same volume. I don't know if like as far as mixing goes,
producing.
I would like that a little bit more. I thought your voice sometimes reminded me of Paul Stanley from Kiss. Oh. I kind of had a Kiss sound to it a little bit, and then it would go from Paul Stanley into Living Color. You know, a little bit of cult of personality sound. Yeah. I was like, oh, wow. You know, so it was recognizable, but yet different. So I liked it. I say stay. What do you think, Eric?
That's what it was. It was Paul Stanley. And I hate Paul Stanley.
Okay. I hear that all the time, you know?
He's a friend of the show.
I know, but I just can't stand his voice. I'm not a big Kiss fan. Right. I mean, you know, I think Kiss sucks. But...
This is going to be awkward when they come in soon.
You know what, Eric? Ooh.
Sorry, Gene.
I did write down the same thing as Nick. That shuffle is hard to pull off that entire time and playing, you know, that drummer. And then you, as the bassist, really chugging along that entire time. You were doing some really cool stuff in there. I was proud of you on the bass because you didn't overplay. You played it exactly right, and you stayed right in the pocket the whole time. I just didn't. Are you the lead singer?
I am. I play and sing bass at the same
time.
This
is about to get awkward, Nick.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Is well, you know, in the studio. But.
I think you as the bassist are one of the strongest members, and you as the vocalist are one of the weakest members.
Oh, here's a slap and a kiss.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I think that song, right.
Gotta
Nick
take my
wants
lick,
to leave.
You know?
Nick wants to leave. With a better vocalist and some harmonies on the chorus could be kick ass, but because your voice didn't quite get there for me, then I have to say go.
Okay.
Oh, it's a go from Eric. Fair. Okay, but luckily Eric on the phone, bass and vocals for Bloodshot Cosmonaut. It doesn't matter what we think in here. It only matters what they think out there. So we're going to go to the votes as they come in. On line one, it's Jay. Hello, Jay.
Hey, guys. You know, I thought it rocked. I liked that guitar solo in the middle. Sounded really good. Hey, Frank, before I give my answer, I'm the guy that called in the other day that lost out on the lottery.
Oh, yeah.
And I was and remember I said I wanted to win that Sahara Vegas trip. I hope you have it. And if you do, I would love to get that.
I don't have that.
Oh, no.
For you and your wife, right?
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
It's going to be your anniversary?
20 years.
When is your anniversary?
August 18th.
All right. How about I give you something else that's going to be kick-ass, okay? I think you're going to like it, okay?
Sure.
I'm gonna give you tickets for October 17th at the SoFi Stadium to see the Rolling Stones No Filter Tour.
Wow! Right on.
Okay.
Well, yeah, does your wife like Rolling Stones? I mean, you're celebrating 20 years; they're celebrating 150. It's SoFi Stadium.
And it's a
stay
for me.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. But pre-sale happens. The pre-sale tickets on sale next week, Thursday, from 10 a.m. or 10 p.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Pre-sale code word is Spider. For the Rolling Stones tickets, if you want to go buy those, if you didn't win them here. Thank you, Jay. Stay on hold. You didn't tell me what you're going to say. Stay or go?
He said stay.
Stay. Right. It's a stay.
It's a big stay? All right.
We usually don't start with, they rock, but I think go.
They rock, but you rock enough for me.
That's what I did.
Eric. All right. We saw this guy out at Numero as well. He didn't see us because he's blind. It's Coma Ted. Hey, Coma.
Hey, how you guys doing today? I got to say, I like the beat. I really appreciate it. I like how Heidi did an impersonation of Crab this morning.
Oh, yeah.
That made all of us laugh. We were all laughing out there.
Wonderful.
Like, you're a great impersonator, Heidi. And I say
coming
stay.
Coming from you, that means a lot.
Because I give it a stay and cream corn. But, you know, that's all.
Oh, I got hypnotized. Okay. I don't laugh anymore at that. I got hypnotized.
So you wouldn't laugh at
really?
Cream corn? Mm-hmm. Really?
It was embarrassing.
What about steamed carrots?
It looks like we found her next thing she has to laugh to all the time. Steamed carrots. thank you, Coma. I knew you'd find it, you know, one vegetable looking out for another one. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Wow. Oh, that was good.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Frank Kramer.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, John Mayer.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, thank you, Coma.
Thank you.
Okay, you hang up.
All right, we're at two stays. Zero goes. Christina's next. She likes to play. What up, Christine?
I love to play. Well, I want to give Corey my weekly shout out. Mm-hmm. He's the best. And
love you, Christine.
You know, I'm just a love you. I'm just a lay person when it comes to music, but I love that guitar. I thought it was rocking. Huge stay. I love them.
All right, three stays, zero goes. Who's next? It's going to be on line four, and that's Damon. Hey, Damon.
Good morning, class. How you guys doing?
Good.
What do you think about Bloodshot Cosmonaut?
I listened to it on my phone, so I lack a little quality, but didn't they sound a little old school Metallica, Judas Priest a little bit?
Jordan, what do you say about that?
Well, okay, I'm going to say it's a definite stay.
A definite stay. So it's four stays. Zero goes. I think it's Stacy checking in from North Carolina. Is it North or South Carolina, Stacy?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. She's got the accent. She moved there a month ago.
It happens quickly.
All right, Stacy. What do you think of Bloodshot Cosmonaut?
I sure do miss you guys. I wish I could be at all your get-togethers. I'm missing
well,
that
maybe it's
a
someday we'll have Dig Tussie out there in North Carolina, and we'll have to fly out for a Tap That Tussie party.
Awesome. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. I like the band. The production, I think, could have been a little bit different. I don't know. They were missing something. Maybe it was the vocals or something, but they were really good. I would mind seeing them live.
Might have just been the mix, like Frank said. You know, just
I think they needed you doing harmonies, Heidi.
See, that's what's missing.
That's what would.
That's what it is. Oh, and
whoa, wait.
Thank you, Stace. All right, you got five stays, right. Zero goes right now. It's looking good.
Yeah.
We're going towards clean sweeps, but I'm going to let that be in your hands. I'm going to give you a couple names. You just decide which one you'd like to go to. So you got David, and you got Ralph, and you got NASCAR Dean.
I'm going to go with NASCAR Dean.
Hey, NASCAR, it's all on your shoulders. Does Bloodshot Cosmonaut get a clean sweep?
Yellow.
I'll
tell you this, man. Your event was so amazing, man, on Wednesday. Thank you guys for everything. And by the way, your beer was amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
As far as the band goes, the vocals were, you could do a little bit better. But, dude, we're staying, man. We're staying.
All right. It's clean sweep. Thank you, Dean.
That's awesome.
So if you want to continue voting, you can do that at HeidiandFrank.com and vote online. The bands with the highest percentage of stay versus go just might possibly be invited to play some event we have in the future. Who knows where that's going to be now, of things opening and closing and opening and closing. But hopefully someday we'll have a big party in the future. So keep voting at HeidiandFrank.com. And if you want to submit your band, all the information is right there on the website as well of how you can submit to Stay or Go that we do every Friday at 9 o'clock. That means, Eric, we get to hear the second song of yours. So what you got?
Yeah, it's called Thunder Chief. This is more of a rocker for the dudes out there driving some mean machines, or even the ladies. If you got a mean machine, this is a... For you
Thunder
guys.
Chief Thunder or Chief. Thunder Cheeks?
Chief.
Thunder okay. Chief.
I was going to say, Thunder it's taking Cheeks. Me back to a high Thunder school Cheeks. Flashback. And
Thunder Cheeks?
Yeah.
Was that your nickname in high school? Thunder
actually,
Cheeks?
Actually, we mess around at rehearsal, and that's what we call it.
Oh, there you go. See?
All
right. Oh, my.
All right. Give a shout out to your hot rod, Heidi.
My hot rod?
Yeah.
Oh, 1968 Pontiac Firebird.
Oh, I thought you'd say Highlander.
There you go.
That's a good opportunity to plug Toyota.
Hey, real quick, I want to thank you guys for...
Sorry, Toyota.
For giving all
it's
bands.
Lovely. It's not a hot rod. I can't be inauthentic.
All right, what'd you have?
68 Pontiac Firebird.
You had a 68 Pontiac Firebird? Wow, look at you. In high school?
Later, a little bit later.
Later in life. All right, what'd you have, Johnny?
Oh, no, mine is Rodney in Texas.
Hot Rod.
That's your Hot Rod.
That's my Hot Rod.
Jordan, shout out to your Hot Rod.
The Hot Rod that I owned and drove in high school?
Yeah.
79 El Camino.
Mm,
ooh,
nice.
All
okay,
right.
What'd you have, Eric? Volkswagen Cabriolet.
Yeah. A Mercury Mystique from 1998.
Whoa.
Don't mean to brag.
Talk about
teal. It was teal, not
talk
blue,
about
not
a
green.
Pussy wagon.
Actually, I drove the Toyota Mirai, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a hot car.
Nick, did you have a hot rod?
No. I shared my dad's old, like, 95 Taurus with my sister.
So, yeah. The Buick Regal. Yeah. All right, here they are. One more time, Bloodshot Cosmonaut.
Hey.
What?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome.
Speed.
Oh, Bloodshot, Cosmonauts, Second Chance, Make a First Impression. What did you think, Nick, of that second song?
I definitely like the first one better. Like, this genre is not my cup of tea, but I do appreciate it. I thought it's great. I thought the first song was really well written, and this one was great, too, which is, you know, not my style, but great job, man.
But I saw you jamming at the cowbell, so...
I mean...
What? To be fair,
there
Will.
Is not a more like that instrument just triggers everybody. Yeah. So like, thank you, Will Ferrell.
Gets everybody on board with it. Absolutely. All right. Like I said, keep voting online. Stay or go for Bloodshot Cosmonaut. And I think you can do that as well on the app as well, right? Johnny, can you vote on the app?
Oh dear.
That's a good question.
Oh, never mind.
I think you can.
We'll figure that out later. But this has been a Stay or Go brought to you by Skinny Dipping.
Oh my.
You want a guaranteed way to lose weight?
Yes.
Or at least make it, you know, you want to lose weight? Try Skinny Dipping. Nothing makes you more aware of your own flab than watching your naked man boobs float to the surface as you doggy paddle into depression. Skinny Dipping. All right, when we come back, it's time for New Music Friday. Eric's got all the songs lined up for us right now. All the songs from all different genres being released today. Keep it right here. We are Heidi and Frank.
What are you waiting for?
Heidi.
What are you waiting for?
And Frank.
And now the moment no one's been waiting for.
It's Heidi and Frank on 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. Operation Comedy starting tomorrow. And John Mayer's going to be playing. And it's sold out, so if you don't have tickets, you're probably just not going to be able to see him. I think maybe. Kevin and Slugo have a pair of tickets to Operation Comedy in the afternoon here on 95.5 KLOS, your last possible chance to get in to see the show. But I do have a pair of John Mayer at the Forum tickets for either March 13th or 15th. Tickets on sale today at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. So thank you for sticking around for New Music Friday. Give us a call right now if you'd like to win those John Mayer tickets. Hey, Corey, let's look for a caller 25 for that, all right?
On it.
All right, 818-955-2955. 818-955-2955 for John Mayer at the Forum. Thank you so much, John, for being a part of that Operation Comedy. It means a lot. So, Eric, what do you got to start off with?
Well, first, I've got a hello from RZ.
Hey, Eric, what's going on? Hey, guys.
And
I was talking to RZ. I already seen we were talking. And everybody knew she was
here.
I know.
I'm just glad I made it because my car wouldn't start. And it's acting like I'm trying to steal my car.
You mean it wasn't rolling like thunder, rolling like thunder? No,
unfortunately not.
You need more cowbell, I guess.
Is that it? Oh, I got so frustrated. So I sat there for 20 minutes trying to start the car, and it was flashing the little red icon with the lock on it. So it was protecting me from stealing my own car, apparently.
So how'd you get here?
Had to
hitchhike.
Call my daughter and say, give me your key, and it finally worked.
And it finally worked. Need a new fob, probably.
Yeah, maybe it's the battery in the fob.
Bad fob.
I don't know, isn't that weird?
And I also have this piece of paper, Frank, that I'm going to give you, and you can say this name at the bottom of this piece of paper whenever you so choose.
What's this?
That is the grand prize winner of somebody who's going to see Sublime with Rome.
Oh, yeah.
In Reno.
Were you qualifying people, too, for the Reno trip?
No.
No?
No.
Oh. Yeah, the KLOS Reno Rocks with Sublime with Rome. Two tickets to see the show Friday, August 13th at the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno, plus a two-night stay at the hotel right there. Admission to the hottest late-night pool party in town.
Sounds nice.
$200 in food and beverage credit and a $250 to get there and back stipend. So I guess I do have the winner. Should I just announce it right now?
Sure.
All right, here we go. The winner is Selena Richards. Hooray! Yes, congratulations, Selena Richards. You're heading to Reno to see Sublime with Rome. Have a good time. Take a bunch of pictures, post them, tag us in it. We would like to see what's going on. All right, Eric, now what do you got?
I also have the most trusted air conditioning, heating, and plumbing in Southern California, Absolute Airflow, not Airflow.
Absolute Hairflow. That's what Nick Marzock has.
He's got great head of hair.
Yeah, look at the lettuce on that guy.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Call them today if you need air conditioning, not hair conditioning. You can call them at 833-482-2626 or go to AbsoluteAirflow.com. They are supporting New Music Friday, which is kicking off with a band called Classless Act. For you, Heidi.
Wait.
Even if I was a millionaire and walked around as if I didn't care,
Keith should add that right
that
now.
That is awesome.
That's how you do that genre. I got no shoes
on my feet. You see the dynamic difference?
Blow your mind even more, because these guys have released one song ever, and it's that one right there.
How many people got following on Instagram?
Well, that's the thing, Frank. They are actually social media. They met on social media.
Yeah?
They all got together on social media and met each other in 2019 through TikTok and Instagram.
What's the name of the band?
Classless Act.
Mm-hmm. How's it make you feel, Eric?
That they have one song
that's
better than
TikTok, and
that the one song they wrote is better than every song that they ever wrote.
And they have a cat on their album cover.
Yeah, in a top hat. So I wanted to kick it off with that.
All right, I want to blow somebody else's mind, Eric. Hello, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good. John, you're going to see John Mayer at the Forum.
Nice.
You're calling 25.
That's pretty awesome. I've actually never won anything on the radio. So
me either.
Not for me.
Heidi's always been a loser on the radio.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're a winner, John. Thank you so much, man. You stay on hold. Corey's going to hook you up with those tickets.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. What else you got, Eric?
All right.
You started out strong. Don't ruin it.
It's too many, you guys. Usually I may have like 15 to 18 songs, right? Today I have 28. We're just not going
to
hit them.
Well, then you're going to have to.
Okay, honorable mentions. Let's do a couple of honorable mentions. Coldplay has a 10-minute and 19-second song out. Thank you.
Okay.
Khalid has a new one out. It's kind of slow. Not DJ Khaled. Not We's the Best Music. Not that guy.
No.
It's Khalid, the soul singer. Yeah, no, not DJ Khaled. It's really good, though, so go listen to that if you're a big fan. Memphis May Fire. My mind is racing. Everything's changing. All these voices telling me that I should embrace it. Never seen its eyes. I don't think I can face it. Oh, it's getting closer. No, I can't take it. I feel what I've wasted. Days gone by like erasing the pages. The pain's so real that I think I can taste it. It's getting closer. No, I see the hourglass.
Too much
to get to.
Okay. All right.
That's Memphis May Fire. All right. Lil Nas X, I'm on board. I'm on board with Lil Nas X.
I'm on board.
I think he's a genius. This is Industry Baby with Jack Harlow. It does curse. I got to pull it down after the chorus. Baby bet, hey, couple X, hey, couple Grammys on him. All right, too much to get to.
I didn't like that one.
That one didn't do much for me either.
Well, the thing about Lil Nas X is every song is different than the one before it. That's what's so brilliant about what he's doing. He does a song like Old Town Road, and then he just switches it up and does Panini after that, and then he's always changing directions.
I could go for a Panini. It's not about me. Go ahead, Eric. I'm sorry.
We got a chicken McGriddle for you if you want to crap your pants.
Then you'll be paying for it, which is the name of this song. Drinks, we never split one bill. I ain't made a green, but I made it rain on your field. Never saw one penny roll out your purse the whole time we were hooking up. When you said goodbye, I figured out. Don't have time.
Okay, go.
We're only on number 6 of 28. Come on. All right, if you like prog rock, here's Crownlands. Their song White Buffalo. All right, our friends in the score have another one.
Mm-hmm.
Champion win! Number one champion!
We're going to get gold.
No, listen, they knew that they were constantly doing uplifting sort of rock songs.
Olympic anthems.
About winning or, you know, achieving greatness.
Sure.
This one's not about that. This is about keeping your head up. Someone gave the antidote to me so I can finally understand where I belong. The world outside of me is like an ocean and I can't swim. I'm losing my grip. Caught up in the current, won't drown in this ship. I can't swim. I'm starting to slip. I'm running out of breath. I'm scared of death. I gotta keep my
How did you guys know?
Oh my God.
Wow. I've never pantomimed all that stuff before.
You really got to watch the whole show.
You do. Otherwise, no.
Become a
no.
VIP at HowDoYouFrame.com. Never miss a moment.
It's still
audio
damn catchy.
And video.
That was
it
is. Still
I mean, they do
good.
What they do very, very well.
Yes, they
no
got,
doubt about
they
it.
They got the recipe.
Have we heard from any ladies yet on New Music Friday? I don't think we have.
Not
so
too.
Let's play Anne Marie. Tell your girl.
Anne Marie.
Okay.
She's a genius. She changes
you
her time.
You always call when you're lonely. I never answer your texts. Oh, but you're gonna be sorry. When I show all the things that you said. Oh, what a waste. To throw it away. And you think it's gonna be okay. But you'll be sorry. Huh. You can get on your knees. You can cry. You can beg. But I'm gonna tell your girl.
Woman with an evil plan right
damn.
Now.
Damn. Stay away from Anne Marie.
That's right.
And Anne Marie. I don't know. Just play it safe.
Okay, I'm going to have to put some of these for next week. It's just, we're not going to do it. It's the battle of the old and the dead.
Okay.
Let's first hit Bob Dylan, your favorite, Heidi. You don't understand his genius. You're just,
well, I'm just too
your hippocampus
minded.
Isn't
you're
developed
wasting
enough.
Time.
Bob Dylan's never a waste of time.
No, I meant you are wasting Bob Dylan.
Well, where there was a murder, I don't know, I wasn't there. I was busy visiting a friend in jail.
If this was my dad, I'd be like, we gotta go to the back. Dad, we gotta go home.
There were just two women on the scene at the time. Neither one of them saw a thing.
What's great about this is this is an outtake from the 80s, and you can hear the 80s in sort of the Bob Dylan sound.
It was a natural situation. He reached too high and tumbled back to the ground. You know what they say about being nasty people on your way up. You might meet them again on your way back down.
You hear the Duran Duran influence. It's actually Bob Duran.
Well, it's too late to bring him back.
just don't get it, Heidi. You don't get it.
I like the music.
His voice sounds like the harmonica he plays. You don't know where one starts and the other ends. It's like Louis Armstrong and his trumpet.
Well, now if you let me listen to it like
hey,
that,
still
maybe
nice I'll... All
righty,
go ahead.
And good to go.
No, this is Frank? No, you don't, because you've never heard this before.
Hot summer, yeah. Sounds like the Cars.
It does. Well, see who can identify it.
Have we heard of this person?
Hot yep. Summer, okay. Yeah. I can promise you.
Okay.
Hold on.
Close enough to hear. Knows what
we yes!
To all year. These are the days my people told me to fear. As long as I got your ear, I think it's gonna be hot summer.
Hot summer, yeah.
Just wait and see. Hot summer.
Who's the girl?
Shooby Doo Wee.
I don't know.
That's who I was listening to.
Background vocals.
So it says State has released another full track.
Wonderful.
There you go. Jackson Browne in the Battle of the Old and Dead. One of the greatest songwriters ever born, Jackson Browne, who won the Battle of the Old and Dead.
Jackson Browne, 100%. Not even a... Come on.
Frank?
You're wasting time.
I'll say Prince.
Really? Shut up.
Hey, this could be a hot summer. I heard like the heat going.
Understand why I even try, why I can't say goodbye.
Sit right there and I'll explain.
It's one of my favorite bands, Nick Marzock. I'm gonna punch you in your mouth.
Really?
So do you wanna go out? And if you say no, it'll be all right.
This is MXPX.
Oh.
I produce stuff.
It's gonna be a long drive home.
Wasting valuable time.
Yeah, I just, this is not my type of music. Sorry.
Wasting valuable time.
I just don't.
It's not bad. It, this
we
is
got 8
great.
Minutes to get to 28 songs. Come on.
All right. That was number 13.
Next.
This is Heidi's favorite
Next.
Band.
Next.
Trivium.
Gives me anxiety.
Okay. Trivium has a new one. Let's see. How about this? Let's go to church. Or it feels kind of like church. Keep it simple.
I'm in.
It's been a while since I went and wrote a song like this.
Woo! Definitely in. Yeah.
Take a good 4 chords, let them loop as if. And if it's still got soul, then I realize it still feels good when you simplify. Cause I've been waiting for a while for a shot like this. But another near hit is another near miss. And I can smell the smoke, but it's no cigar. I feel so close, yet I feel so far. And I'm getting sick and tired of these false alarms.
Speaking of tomorrow's Operation Comedy, that's the same riff as.
Waiting. Oh, damn. Waiting on the world to change. We keep on waiting.
waiting on the world to change. It's been a while since
but still, fan-freaking-tastic.
Yeah.
So that's Lawrence and John Bellion with False Alarms.
If I were you, I'd treat them better. If I were you, I'd settle the weather. It's coming soon, I pull it together. You get it together, it's a matter of time. If I were you. If chaos is a lie, hell is heaven sent. Keep pulling out the thread, we'll cash in on the check.
Love that. Who is that?
That's Nothing But Thieves.
Love
I thought
that.
You might like
Nothing
that.
Nothing But Thieves, yeah.
We've it's played little, them several times.
Yeah, a little harder for them, I think, right?
Yeah, that's If I Were You. It's a different a sound for sure.
Different sound. Add that, Marcy.
I love that.
All right, back to the ladies. We're going to celebrate female rockers and diversity in rock and roll music right now. And these are local girls, all young, all Asian and Latinx is what they is Punk? How they self-describe. Sort of, yeah. They're called the Linda Lindas. Somebody tweet these girls, Instagram them. They're on KLOS right now.
When I say something, I wish I had shut up. And when I try to help, I always screw things up. The places that feel right, they never last too long. And when I think of things, they always turn out wrong.
Was like 14.
They're young, Frank. Yeah, I think the drummer maybe started in the band when she was 11 a couple of years ago.
Wow. Yeah, they're super young.
They're really young.
Add them, Marcy.
Great.
The Linda Lindas.
The Linda Lindas, local girls. All right, one more female rock band, Against the Current. Female lead vocalist. You guys have to pick because we're almost out of time. Do you want to hear like orchestral fantasy rock and we all sort of fight dance? Or do you want to hear a new take on the funk genre?
Oh, I love
funk.
It's a new take.
You're warning
you need,
me.
Yeah.
You need You're to warning be me about the funk.
It's not
That's
what
like
you
going
think.
Into a bathroom after I've been in there. Hey,
yeah.
Yeah. It's a new
it's
take
a,
on the funk.
It's a new take
there.
On the funk. Right. Give me some
that's
of that,
a funk.
That funk, that sweet, that funk, that sweet, that funky stuff.
Fight dancing orchestra isn't a new thing either.
Good point, Johnny.
Grizz. It's instrumental, but check it out. Astro. Astrofunk by Grizz.
Astrofunk. Oh, add that, Marcy.
All right, yeah, put it in. For boot camp.
All right. Let's get long. I guess it is. Is it that time to apologize?
Well, I got to play the weekend pick.
Oh,
we
I thought that was
play.
The weekend
no,
pick.
No, no, okay. No. Because we do have to end on funk, but it's a band called the DGs. Have you guys heard of the DGs? Have you heard of them, Marcy?
No. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
Let's see if anybody else recognizes the DGs.
I know who they are.
Don't tell me.
We have to play it. It's KLOS.
Yeah, 100%.
The DGs.
Of course this is the weekend pick. When these guys have new music, Keith puts his chapstick on.
Hey, shut the
totally up. Nails this. Totally nails this.
Frank knows.
I know.
Marcy knows.
I know.
You know, Mark?
Nick.
Nick knows.
Nick's got it.
Johnny knows. Jordan knows.
Wow, Heidi? Really?
Is one of them Bootsy Collins?
No.
He nails this. He sounds different. For sure.
Give me a clue. I got some names rattling around, but I want to...
Dave.
Oh, that's too
the
good.
DGs.
If she didn't know it, that's the easiest clue she can
Dave
get.
Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
Foo Fighters. Doing the cover of the whole Bee Gees cover album.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's called Hail Satin.
Love it.
Starts with You Should Be Dancing, goes into Night Fever, Tragedy, Shadow Dancing, More Than a Woman. And then you get really some good. Of their tracks at the end of it. So go get Hail Satin by DGs. That's the weekend pick.
All right. It is time to apologize now, so let's do that and get the hell out of here.
Water polo horses, Japan's elderly population, harmonizers in Tamaliwood.
Prince, Bon Jovi, albino babies in Valverde.
Redheads, Auntie Anne's, The Rock in Cleveland.
Grape Nuts, Kanye West, Night Owls, and Drinking Droners.
Wahlburgers, the Queen Mary, prison guards, and the homeless.
Bloodshot Cosmonauts, Skinny Dippers, Bulls, and Beijing. You'll really have to listen to the whole show, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We are Heidi and Frank.
KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
Streaming online at 955KLOS.com.
This is Southern California's rock station. 955 KLOS.